Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being caught with your Dilbert out in your cubicle. You certainly don't want to be caught with your Dilbert out. It's very embarrassing.
Absolutely not.
A bald fat thing out there.
Especially mine.
Like a short sleeve shirt.
What?
You know, Dilbert has the short sleeve college shirt. I was a big fan of that.
Yeah.
You know, I just am wearing a college shirt with a tie with a short sleeve shirt. Middle management.
Yes. Speaking of middle management, that was Joe Curry affirming his middle management aspirations. That was Pip Helix, and I'm Davin Rosenblatt, and you are listening to Davin's Den. Hello, everybody.
Good evening. How is everybody doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Good, good, good.
So, like, Pip, like, comes running in. She's like, oh, I got something I got to tell you guys. I'm like, well, don't tell me now. Save it for the show.
Save it for the air.
When Pip Helix has a story, you don't want to waste it on just me and the cat.
No.
So, so let's just cut right to it. You were very excited about this.
Well, wait a minute.
You said it rivaled your ass story.
You're going head to head with the Fisher story? No, do tell.
No, no, no.
Really?
I dreamt the other night that I had a penis. I did.
Really?
Yeah, I did. All of a sudden, I look down and I see that there's a penis there.
How many inches? You know,
it was like normal. It was like this.
That's 12 inches.
No.
That's a big normal penis.
No, I'm sure.
Mr. Helix is doing well.
Yeah. Apparently, I was a shower, not a grower.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. So,
there you're naked in your dream.
I don't.
So you're you.
I'm me.
With breasts.
Yes.
A cat on each side. And a cock.
And a cock, yeah. And all right. I looked down and I'm like, oh my God. And the weirdest thing was I couldn't feel it there. Like,
it's just like you're having sex.
Now my husband would object to that strenuously.
Well, he's doing something strenuously, like make you feel it's there.
Strenuously. So I look down and I realize I can't feel it's there. So I go down to grab it and I realize that it's numb. Like,
that happens when you jerk off with Ben Gay. So, yeah,
no, that burns.
Ooh, that would,
how do you know?
When that?
I know. I know. I do research.
That would feel like that icy hot stuff. You know?
Oh! So let me ask you a question, because they say when you dream in black and white.
This was color.
A color cock.
Yeah, no, I dream in color.
See, I think if you're going to dream about a penis, you want to dream about it in black. I mean, if you're given the choice.
Yeah, well, right.
I couldn't direct this dream. It just kind of happened, you know?
Sure. It's not like your sex life. You couldn't direct. You're doing it wrong.
No, you know how actually you see a video and they want to, like, point out one particular thing so it's black and white, but that one person or that one thing is in color?
Yeah.
That's what it sort of looked like. Everything was grayed out except there's, ta-da, there's the dick. And I was like, what the hell? So I grab it.
Now let me ask you, but before we get to that,
okay.
Are you well shaved or are you babushka down there?
I don't remember there being a lot of hair.
All right. So you're keeping it groomed.
I guess I'm asking.
Are your nuts hanging low? Is this an older cock?
I didn't see nuts.
You did not see. Well, it's such a big deal.
Really?
She's a eunuch in her dream.
Got no balls.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Circumcised or uncircumcised?
Circumcised.
A lot of fucking detail in your cock in your dream.
Well,
was it veiny?
You know what? Yeah.
Girthy?
Not particularly. Like,
she had a pencil dick.
No. It was just like normal, like average.
I really don't dream about dicks that often. I don't know what a dream dick looks like.
Well, you have one. I just borrow one. I don't know what a lot of them look like.
You don't know what a lot of them look like? Wait, you're not going online looking at?
I didn't have 12 to choose from. There was just one hanging
right
there.
Right.
So I just thought, wouldn't I notice it? Like, wouldn't I feel it there?
No.
That you don't notice it, like
when it's not doing anything.
Well, in real life, you feel it there, but
not when you're just fucking hanging out and somebody's touching it or it's in the mood for something. Yeah. Right now, there's nothing going on down here. Actually, the furthest thing from the truth, my dick is looking for an escape after this story.
Really? You should have tried to slam it in a drawer and see if you felt pain.
Oh God! Oh yeah. No.
Except in real life, she thinks she's doing a dream. It's really her husband's. That she's playing.
Meanwhile, at the emergency room.
Trying to explain this. I dreamt it was mine. Yeah. Oh, boy.
And you'd slam your dick in a drawer, dear. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. In your dream, did you try to blow it?
I'm not that flexible, really. Oh, no. It was a rather short dream. It wasn't as short of a cock. It was a short dream.
Probably about 10 seconds.
So I grabbed it, and it felt firm, but I couldn't.
It felt firm.
Yes.
It was Mr. Helix's cock. Get away from there. Get away from work.
But it, I couldn't, like, it myself. Like, I could feel it with my hand, but I couldn't feel my dick.
Wait, I don't understand what that means.
I meant, like...
She grabbed a dick and she couldn't feel her.
I could feel that there was a dick in my hand, but the dick had no sensation.
All right, so you got to... So basically, it's like, Viagra. It's like holding a pipe.
Yeah, well
you're dead. You're dead from the waist down.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a shame. Yeah. You got a limp dick in your dream. And sounds like more like a nightmare.
And I was pissed. I was like...
Relax, it's a fucking dream. Guys have to deal with that for a life.
If you were pissed, how did you do it? Did you use...
No, in my dream, I was pissed off because I'm like, oh, great. I grow a dick and it doesn't work. I can't feel it. I mean, the whole...
I grow a dick.
Well...
Why not? They transplant ears and
shit.
Why not transplant?
You know? I mean, I'm sure they could...
Now, you're still a woman in your dream.
I'm still a woman, and all of a sudden, I mysteriously have a penis. So...
Like a tranny.
Well, I thought...
Seriously.
And I thought, what the hell is that doing there? But the other thing was that I'm like, oh, great. It doesn't feel anything. At least if I'm going to spontaneously grow a dick, I want the opportunity to see what it feels like.
Spontaneously grow a dick.
Well, I did. And
so
I was like,
do you want to see a hot chick?
So in your
dream, you want it to be, like, turned on.
In a dream, I wanted to see what does it feel like to be a man.
To get a rod.
You
wanted to get a rod.
You think if she could feel it, she'd get like a wet dream?
Maybe.
I don't think women can.
Yeah.
Women get have wet dreams?
Yes, you do.
Really?
No, absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, really.
I had no idea. I think you're just peeing yourself.
No.
They didn't teach us that in class.
No.
No, I mean, you know exactly like, well, now I have to back up and say I've heard anecdotally from one of my friends.
One of my friends.
Who,
friend
is this you?
No, it's not me. No, one of my friends is a squirter.
Really?
We've talked about squirting before.
Yeah, but she really
actually,
is.
I think I've written it in with my scammers. I've written that into some of the porn. Yeah, sure.
Did we tell everyone to have goggles? Yeah, we said you should be wearing goggles.
Well, I love the squirters.
I however.
You need a tarp, but you know, whatever.
Actually, we joke about that.
The tarp?
You know, yeah, you meet a new guy. It's like you bring a tarp with you tonight.
Wow.
I hope your boxes are scotch guarded.
Really?
That must make a mess. I guess, does she say if it makes a mess and stuff?
Yeah, really? It does.
First time, yeah.
Is she embarrassed?
You know, the first time, yeah. Mm. It depends on the reaction of the guy.
Right.
You know? Well, I mean, if you see, like, I learned the hard way. Right, because I'd never known before.
Oh, I know.
I didn't even know they existed.
No, I know.
I haven't even heard it. Like, a unicorn I heard of. Right. A squirter I'd never heard of.
No, right. I didn't know that existed either.
Until it was there. And then it's like, oh, whoa, what is this?
You got splashed in the face?
No.
Was it like a Gallagher show?
No, I believe it was like a Gallagher. It wasn't the 80s, stupid. Not that old. I believe it was during manual stimulation. I recall. You know, listen, it was college. It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I believe it was during
manual. You recall. You wouldn't forget something like that.
Dude, no. I seriously would.
Really?
My memory sucks. I have terrible memory.
I know, but something like that.
Listen, I've
There's a spitball coming at you. You
I
notice.
Think I remember her name. I think I do. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do. I vaguely remember what she looked like and when we stopped dating.
Her name was Splashy.
As long as it wasn't Shamu, it's fine. Yeah, yeah, you remember. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's cool. It's cool.
Well,
I guess.
She gets...
Not if you're in a hurry, though.
It's a quickie.
Yeah, that's a hurry. Really, Joe? That's what I meant by a hurry.
A hurry, a quickie.
I never heard it called a hurry.
It's synonym Joe.
A hurry.
It's not good for car sex either.
Yeah, really.
Oh, no.
It's a bitch to get out, I would imagine.
Yeah, but if you're
both... Got cats following you every block to block.
Sea World.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're... If
you bring fish home today?
Well, I dropped her off, but...
Yeah. Are you wearing newspaper underwear?
Yeah.
What an auspicious beginning for this.
Wait a second, though. If you're both going to make a mess, what's the difference?
No, a guy's mess is not like a fucking squirt.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen this up personal.
No, okay.
No, I mean, a squirt's like, you know, somebody, like if you were washing dishes and you know you have the attachment with the hose. That's what, yes, like a fucking squirt is.
Oh, really? Oh,
in
gosh.
Order to get that from a guy, he's either like fucking 17.
Yeah.
Or he hasn't had sex in 2 months, yeah, or had himself. I mean, most guys, you're getting a show, but it's nothing to write home. It's, you know what it is? Here's the difference. I will make it clean. It's like the neighborhood kid lighting off a bottle rocket up in the air. You look that.
Right.
Or the Grouchy fireworks. One is a lot more spectacular and has a lot more show. They're both nice.
Both get the job done.
Both fireworks.
Yeah.
Fireworks. Oh, yeah, firework analogy. That's very good.
But they're different. That's all.
Okay. Well, that's not what happened to my penis, though. Mm. My penis, I was so pissed off that I couldn't feel it. I'm like, no.
Detachable penis.
No, and my first thing was, well, great. Now if I can't use it, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to hide this? I have a penis now. How am I supposed to, where do I?
Tuck
I don't
it know how back
to,
in.
I don't know how to tuck it.
Joe, show her.
No, right. Do the tuck.
Do you trust to the left, sir? No. Oh, the right.
Consistently to the middle.
Yeah. Now we know.
His cock is like his career.
So that's what happened.
Make it to headline.
So, not with what you're sporting, sir. No. You're going to need more cock. You're going to need a Pip Helix cock.
You're funny, but you need more. You need more girth in your ass.
Your cock needs to. Your cock needs to be more about you. Yeah. I mean,
your cock is topical.
I gotta be honest. I'm not really feeling your cock.
How would I know it's numb? I'm not really feeling your cock.
Maybe if you brought a couple nuts with you next time, we could give you some more stage time. No more than 5 minutes. I gotta be honest.
Yeah, it was disturbing not to have nuts.
Mm. You know, Joe. You know? Joe, we liked the way you started the set with your cock, but the finish—you need to punch it up a little. You need a bigger finish.
Can you squirt?
Can you squirt? Can you imagine if a guy? Bukkake would drown a bitch. But they have the female Bukkake movies.
They do.
They do.
Mm. I didn't know that.
I do research while you're working.
Sure, yeah. Thank you.
Which we'll get to shortly, as a matter of fact.
Thank
but
you.
No, they
work.
Have these movies. So I've heard. No, where they have all these women who are squirters, and they over this one woman, and she's gargling and shit. And
oh, it's over a woman. I thought that they would be squirting at a guy.
Yeah, you could do that too. I don't know. You could pretty much squirt all over you want. If you want to fucking squirt all over a mixer, you can make that movie if you want.
I'm picturing just get a canvas and do a Jackson Pollock.
You can squirt over anything you want. You know, fucking tie a cat down if you want. You can do anything you want.
Oh, God.
I smell like me.
Wow, can't stop licking himself.
Wow. I smell delicious.
This is a new fragrance. I like this. It's called me.
My kitty cat craves me. All right, so you don't know what to do with this cock. You can't feel it.
Yeah.
And now it's just a burden.
Now it's a burden.
It's a burdensome cock.
Welcome
to our world.
Well, I was wondering, well, of course this happened really quickly in the dream, but I'm thinking, if I'm going to have this, I want to have the opportunity to see what it feels like, and I can't feel. Useless. So now I have to figure out where to put it. I'm going to wear dresses, and is it going to all of a sudden
announce itself? You're sticking with the dresses in the dream.
There's a bulge in your gown.
Well, I'm still a girl.
Not really.
Not really.
But I'm mean.
Not a girl.
Chaz Bono's a girl.
Yeah, I know. She'd be very jealous. Because I didn't have to go through any operations, just spontaneously boing. So I don't know. I don't know what it means. Mm. But
it means you got penis envy.
I do.
Clearly.
Well, I guess so. I mean,
a cock.
Well, I wanted one that worked. I mean, this was just
folding. Mr. Helix, you might want to see a physician. She wants one that works.
Oh, hey, you know what? There's no problem there.
All right, good to know about old man Helix's cock.
Yeah, there you go. This was not
old
about his.
Man Helix is
old man.
Here comes old man Helix.
Old man Helix.
Old dude ran around the campfire. He's got a big cock.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm saying, yeah.
There was just one time we were pulling out our girthy cocks and we were comparing them, you see.
He's as big as a hickory stump. See, that rascal, it kind of scared me and the whole neighborhood.
We won't even talk about the splinter problem.
What?
Splinter problem.
What the hell is that?
Well, if it's got a big wooden stump, it's going to be splinter problems.
Somebody went a bridge too far.
You know what you are? You're like the Thelma and Louise of bits. You just fucking hold hands and drive off the cliff, don't you, Pippi?
Yes. Yes. Let go of me, Joe.
Joe's trying to get out of the barrel. He was doing
help!
Fine.
Help!
Stupid Thelma chimes in. There it goes.
There it goes.
All right. So was there a resolution to this?
No, there was no resolution to it. I still don't
Pip's
know.
Cock. Epilogue.
I don't know.
It was a cold night.
I'll take a nap later and see what happens. No, that was it.
So you wake up after this?
I did. Very confused.
Looking around. Oh, that's just my clit.
No. I wasn't looking around for it. Where did I put that penis? Where did it go?
Did you was it real? Did I really have a cock?
No. I woke up and I was like, what the hell is wrong with me? My friend said, oh, you should drink more. And I'm like, no, this is what I'm dreaming if I'm not drinking. Imagine if I start drinking.
Mr. Helix, look between my legs. Tell me what you see.
Is there a
somebody
penis
who needs
there?
To shave.
No, is there a penis there? No, but there can be. That would be his answer.
Yeah. Theoretically.
Yes.
Mm. All right, well.
Yeah, so, I just thought I'd inform my friends how demented my dreams are.
Better than my dreams.
You don't dream that you spontaneously grow a cock?
I keep wishing every fucking night. Got nothing down there. I don't feel anything. Can't please anybody. Just a damn shame.
I'm so sorry.
It's a cross I bear. Jesus died for my lack of cock.
It sounded like you had a cross-eyed bear.
I know, you just had a cross-eyed bear.
You got a cross-eyed bear in your pants? Let's see that.
Well, if I take a nap.
Yeah.
Cross-eyed bear. It only has one eye. How can it be cross-eyed?
Maybe I'll dream of a two-headed cock.
Oh, no.
Then I could have a menage a trois and everybody's happy.
Yeah. You can read a book. Sorry.
Spit take.
He made me squirt my diet soda.
So sorry.
He's a squirter. Diet soda
sorry.
Squirter.
Yes. That would be cool if you could have like two cocks, though.
You know what? The possibilities are endless.
Well, no. There's only two possibilities. Endless. No, but you could have like two people blowing you, each one playing with one nut.
Yeah. Well, that's...
They can play volleyball with your nuts, hitting back and forth to each other.
Like those click-clack machines.
Two heads are better than one. Huddle-a-huddle-a-hood. Two cocks would be kind of cool, but it'd be a bitch to pay.
I know.
You'd have to stand at two urinals.
Yeah.
And in the middle.
No,
you... Well, you could use... Well,
no, you could just be at one and just... Yeah. You could just be at one and... Well, and it's going to be a double-handed job now. You can't, like, put one hand up on the wall. You're going to have to hold both, or else... You know,
I think that's the downside for the married woman, because you know she's gonna, you know, we with one we can't fucking get in the toilet. With two, she's gonna need fucking flip flops if she wants to walk into the bathroom.
God damn, this is like an hour to control fire hose. What's wrong with you?
Smells like a monkey house in here. What the hell is going on?
Well, you've been to my home.
I certainly have.
Do you see my shirt? It says "Auto Shrunken Head," and it says "Because everyone needs a little head."
Auto Shrunken Head. What is that, a band?
No, it's actually a venue on 14th Street in the city.
Are they a sponsor?
No, they're not.
Then who the fuck cares?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought that the shirt was cute.
Great. You want to talk about your pants now? Can we move on?
Do we have to? No, I just wanted to talk
it's
about
the
what
gap
was
with
in
stupid.
My pants.
We can't play What's in My Pants. That's another show's
yeah.
thing.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and I don't. Yes. They still do that?
I don't.
It's hard to do it now with all the anti-black rhetoric.
It's hard to fit in those bits.
It's hard to fit in those classic bits with all the whining about how rough it is about paying taxes. So there's no time for classic bits. Joe's got nothing to say.
No, I do. When they're taking about half of what you earn, I'd be bitching and moaning.
No. Taking about half of what you earn ain't that much. He's been talking about taking about half of what he earns.
That's why he's bitching.
That's why he's bitching him out.
I don't want to get into Cranky's fucking life. Cranky. All right, let's move on. Shall we? Or is that it?
Yeah, that was it.
It's quite the story you had.
Thank you. I know. I woke up a little disturbed and aroused.
Were you aroused?
No. I just thought it was bizarre. I was actually pissed off.
I don't know what I would do if I dream I had a vagina. I'd be like trying to like finger myself and just be woke up with a sore belly button.
I'd wake up with all things sticking out of me.
Yeah. Mrs. Broom, Curry's fist.
Broom handle.
A roast.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, but imagine it. All right, let's just say that you did have this dream, or let's pretend it wasn't a dream, that it really happened. All of a sudden you wake up and you have a vagina. Wouldn't you be curious to see, okay, what does it feel like from
Sounds
the
like
other
an
end?
80s movie.
Yeah.
No, well, yeah, kind of. Yeah. But
well, you're gonna
be,
try.
Like,
you're gonna try to break it in.
Yeah, when
you want to see how many fingers deep you can go.
Well, and you would be looking for all kinds of stuff
you
to put in there and see what it feels like. Right?
You got
to
find out if you're pregnant. Clearly, you're calling it a work.
I mean, clearly,
you're taking a personal day.
A very personal day.
All right, I'm gonna call in sick. Then I'm going to the dildo store.
Right.
Why can't you make it in? I'm having a vag day. Let's leave it at that.
Okay, but now, all right, now turn it around and it is completely numb. You feel nothing.
Well,
would you be pissed?
In my luck, I'd have a yeast infection.
It would be your period.
No, you know what? I wouldn't mind because now I sit and pee. I can read. On the bright side.
Yeah, that's the bright side. Okay.
And then when somebody's with me, I can go, you're doing it wrong! I look at the bright side of things. I'm very optimistic.
Yeah, and the first time you get your period, you'd be so out of there.
Oh, God, he's a cranky you're fuck done. Now. I can imagine that.
Done. Yeah, but that means I'm a young woman who can get pregnant.
Yeah, and the trouble begins.
Looking to start a family? What?
No, I'm not. I know how that turns out. Yeah. I got a brand new. Wait, now I'm gonna have a vag with this puss.
Oh. Oh yeah,
it's gonna be hard to get laid.
You're gonna have to shave a lot closer.
I certainly am. Yeah, it's gonna be tougher to get laid that way. It's gonna be tougher than it is now.
Yeah. See, I'm just trying to think.
I like the way you're really pondering it.
I know. Like, well,
she
but
threw
it
out there. I could meet a genie with three wishes and fuck up. Happens in the cartoons and, you know, storytelling.
Yeah, but it brings up all kinds of problems because it's like all of a
not
sudden,
really.
Well, it went for me.
I grant you what's your first word? I wish I could have pussy.
Oh, stupid. That's not what I meant.
Not on
me. You got me berating the genie. Really? Really, you asshole? Why don't you fucking go back in your lamp, you stupid genie? Fucking 1,000 years and this is what you suck. What are you? Are you a fucking curry genie? Really, stupid?
But you notice that, you know,
turn me into a toad, and that would be the end of it.
Oh, well, God, it's a little obnoxious toad. Why isn't show prep done?
Stop trying to lick me to get a high, stupid.
And now he's spinning.
Put me down. Oh, yeah. Croak, you're the one who's going to croak. Cut it out, you asshole. Hey, not so close to the fryer. Get away from
it. Oh. Put the stool up to the mic and lower it, stupid. Why? Because I'm a fucking toad now. All right, ribbit. I'm going to hop up there.
Oh, my God, I'm full of warts, you bastard.
Oh, I tell you, though, you get a couple of gigs, but I do not like the new toad act I have. He's very good. He hops up onto the stage.
The new toad
reminds
act.
Me of somebody.
I remember when he was just a tadpole.
He's a very funny toad. I can use him everywhere.
He can't bring the lights, though. It's a problem. He burns in the lights. Somebody, it smells like somebody's cooking chicken.
Tastes just like chicken.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
right, oh, so my
I won't
baby.
Get a, I won't
hello,
get a genie
honey.
Badge. All right, fine. Okay. I'm not equipped to deal with a stupid genie. Yeah, I'm not going to get a good genie. So
you notice that every genie is sarcastic and it acts like a lawyer because you have to say it exactly right or you get a fucked up wish.
Because there's genie rules.
Oh, genie rules.
Not everybody's as lenient as I am.
Oh, God.
A genie, you know, with a genie, there's protocol.
Yeah,
maybe I would do well with a genie because I can follow directions.
But I could just see you as a genie. True. Oh, I want $1 million. Really stupid. Really? What are you going to do with that?
No, you know what? You'd have a lawn full of deer. You would not get what you want.
That'd be fucking awesome. I would love to turn my show into genie.
You would be the sarcastic genie and Joe would
I
be
want
like,
a
no,
big steak,
no.
Boom, right through his heart.
Exactly. Everything he says is be like, no, you fucker, you know what I meant.
Just nothing but deer.
Just fucking like, great. No, you know, Joe sticks his stupid head out the window to look at the bucks and he gets shot by a hunter.
Oh, it's like God. Antlers every place you look. Oh, God damn it.
We need to find a genie. That would be awesome.
You know what, though? You'd have to be so careful about what you ask for. Really careful.
But I would ask for $1 million more wishes.
That's
I know,
what I would
do. I know.
But there's got to be a rule, because that's what anybody smart would do.
I know. So it's
never been disproven.
Well, because they won't have a fucking show if you get $1 million wishes, Joe.
That's okay. True.
Unless, yeah. Well, I guess they had that series, I Dream of Genie. He had a bunch of million fucking wishes.
Yeah, but you know what?
I don't know why he didn't dream. Hey, why don't you shut the fuck up and get naked? I mean,
boing, show. Okay. And now boing, you know.
Nobody wants a family genie.
Well,
no.
It was a family. She was barely a family show, though. She was hot.
Man, she walks around that place in that outfit. Mm-hmm. I you ever see when the bear goes berserk? You know,
talk politics.
Yeah, no. Well, all those shows that they have somebody that can grant wishes, like Bewitched, and I Dream of Genie, they always get stuck with some dullard who's like, no, I want my normal human life.
Not me.
Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that.
I would fucking wish for a radio team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I have, like, good fucking wishes.
Yeah, that would help you.
Well, hey, for a day, Mitt Romney's president. And then I would just, like, hang out with Joe and Anthony, go, how you like it now?
I don't know. This prosperity thing is pretty good.
Maybe, or maybe not. And then if it works out that way, then he could be president for a while. You know what? Fuck Mitt Romney. I'll be president.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Don't worry, Joe. You got nothing I want. You're safe.
Just yell at the country.
No more.
You fucking yell at the country.
That'd be great. Alabama, you're fucking shit up, and I've had it.
Yeah.
The Middle East, really? Really?
Hey, Jews, Arabs, knock it off, stupids. I'm taking away all your stones and your tanks.
And that's exactly how Clinton did it. Yeah. Hey, Jews, Arabs, knock it off.
Knock it off. You don't want me coming here and nagging, do you?
Arabs. An Arab.
I would certainly like a genie.
I would like one. You know, it's like those shows. You know those shows where people win the lottery and they screw it all up? People are like, oh, you're so much happier without the money. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know what? Just give me the opportunity.
Yeah.
Just give me the opportunity.
Imagine
the
cat she could own.
She could have a lion.
Yeah. No.
You need all the other cats. Yeah. More rooms. We're going to build an add-on so I can put more shit in the house.
Yeah, you know what? If I had all the money in the world, sadly, I probably would have some kind of like sanctuary for cats. I probably
would.
Cool. You know, take care of the ones that nobody wants.
I remember. Okay. I remember. Yeah. I had a dream one time. I was in my backyard.
Did you have a cock in that dream?
No. But what I had was this.
That's too bad because you have one in real life.
I had this really.
That must have been Joanne's dream then.
No, her dreams come true. But anyway,
really?
Yeah.
I need to talk to her about her dreams.
Really? But I was in my backyard and I dreamt that I had this really bitchin' pool and this really mint hot tub.
And then I realized it was at an aunt's house.
That was at my house. It was at my house, and I'm like, this. Frickin' rules. And I go, ah, shit, it's a dream. I go, however, if I did win the lottery, I go, this is exactly what I wanted. So I started taking measurements and stuff like that.
Is this all the dream?
It was in a dream. I was taking measurements and figuring out.
Even in
a
dream, he bursts his own bubble. He's like, nah, it's just a fucking dream. No,
I know.
I'm not good enough for this.
This rule, this is a dream. But hey, if I ever got the money, this is exactly how I would want it. So let me walk around and take measurements.
That's hilarious.
It's a really boring dream. He's the only one who has a fucking tape measure in his fucking dreams, and it doesn't involve a cock or tits.
You know, my friend just told me that she has a reoccurring nightmare that people try to kill her.
Joe has that nightmare. He keeps ducking, though.
I don't know what that means, but it's like she constantly has a dream that she's being, you know, chased by a murderer.
I can ask my my friend in Africa if she could ask one of her African friends to interpret the dream. I'm still waiting for my shit. The Africans know a lot about dreams, I'm told.
Are they going to have to spread out bones and read them or something? Like, how do they do this?
I don't know. Probably cost you $400, but I'm sure we can figure something out.
I'm sure it would.
Yeah, I'm sure we could get a payment for
it. I like the way you say, you know, somebody wants to kill you. What are these spread out bones? This person was spreading out. They had a good hunch. They were right. This guy was right.
Yeah. Somebody was trying to kill him. Here he is. So do you guys have any reoccurring dreams? Like, are reoccurring nightmares?
Oh, no, I have a couple of reoccurring dreams. I think a lot of people have this one, that it's my senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my last class of college, you know, that kind of dream where I...
Wait. Senior year of high school, last class of college?
No, either senior year of high school. It's the same thing. Either the senior year of
high
school.
Oh, so you're in school. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in
school.
Senior year of high school or, like, in college.
Yeah.
And there's two classes that I haven't really gone to. And I've got a test, and I am like, how in the hell am I going to pass this?
Yes.
Thing? I get that one all the time.
I've had that too, where all of a sudden I find out that I forgot to go to one of my classes, and I got an F in it because I just forgot to go.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? I had a Monday morning class, you know, like that, and I can't finish.
Yeah. I got a similar one that's just been going on for the past months. Now my schedule's kind of thinned out. I mean, I'm still working, but back in the heyday, I was working like 5 nights a week.
Yeah.
I was traveling, and the recurring dream is that I forget my act on stage. Now, Joe thinks that's a win-win for everybody.
You're reading my mind.
But it's like, I'm like going through the dream and it's like kind of panic and I have to riff and everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then when I wake up, I'm like, well, do I remember these jokes? I don't even fucking know.
Yeah.
But it's like kind of like that same thing. Like, I'm unprepared for this big thing.
Yes. There used to be that show Quantum Leap. Do you remember that one?
I never watched it, but I remember the show.
The
premise was that the guy would like zap into different people's bodies, and they would be in the middle of something, and all of a sudden...
Imagine you're jerking off, and then you zap. What the fuck am I doing?
Poof. Oh, man.
Whose dick is this?
This dick is not even as big as my dick. This is the worst leap ever. or you're like a straight guy, and you're getting raped in prison. Oh, my God.
In mid-rape, you zap into the body.
My ass is killing me. Leap again. No, you have to solve the problem. Yes, get him some KY and get the fuck out of here.
It's just like, but I don't know how many times he'd leap into the body and they'd be in the middle of a play. And he doesn't know the lines. And the people would be looking at him like, your line, stupid. And he's like, oh, boy. And then I have that dream all the time. But that's from being in plays. And actually, that happened to me. actually, for real.
You leaped onto somebody else's body?
No. Apparently I did because I had my penis dream. But no, I was on stage and I was looking into the eyes of the other actress and it was my line and I had absolutely no idea what I was supposed to say. And there was no way for her to like, because she couldn't possibly know what I was going to say to lead to the next line, because sometimes she'll just like ad lib something to like help the other actor out, like, you know, oh, this is where we're going and it wakes you up. She couldn't possibly say anything.
Wow.
It was totally on me. And I just stared at her. And she said later, she saw the look in my eyes that I was gone. And that I had no idea. Because I guess I had panic eye. Like, fuck, I have no idea what I'm supposed to say right now.
Panic
and
eye.
I had a moment where my brain said, run. And she goes, if you had run off the stage right then, I would have hunted you down and killed you if you left me out there.
There was one time. There was one time with the band, we were playing at the Stone Pony. It was an Opie and Anthony event.
Oh, wow.
And we went on, our cover band went on, Mr. Potato Head, and we're playing. And
Named after you?
So we're playing. And we're playing that song Epic from Faith No More.
Oh, yes.
And it goes into the keyboard part, the end of the keyboard part. And I blanked. And I'm playing this part, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And then Joe turns around and look at me, and I'm like, all right, take a breather. And just breathe. And I go, you'll either remember the part or you'll have to move.
Right.
And I went into the part. I go, just kidding. And then I nailed the part. And it was very, very scary. It happens sometimes. I remember we were playing with this band. And then there was this girl. They were playing Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
Yes.
And the middle part of that song is really, really tough.
Mm-hmm.
And she nailed it.
Yeah.
She goes into the slower part, which is easier to play, and she screwed it all up.
Oh, no.
And I felt so bad. As another keyboard player, I knew it was running through her head because she said, oh, thank God I got that part done. Now it's just the easier part. And then she fucked it up.
Oh.
And I felt so bad because she was really a lot better than me. Yeah.
And then, really she, but just everybody has that moment where you're on stage and you go,
yeah.
You just like you lose your mind.
Yeah, I felt bad for her because she was, you know, it's not like she sucked. I mean, she was damn good.
Yeah,
damn good. Run circles around me, and I just felt so bad because I knew exactly what she was thinking.
But it can happen to anybody.
Yeah,
you know, like you know, the smallest player, the best player. You know, you see them, and you see everybody else kind of like adjust and look at each other like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, like, but sometimes they'll just like act cool, like, oh, this is how supposed to happen. And later they're like, what happened to you?
A lot of times when you're doing a play, there's stories of people figuring out a line and jumping a line and move the whole play up 3 hours.
Yes, yes.
And everybody's got to figure out how to get back to where they started.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a woman, I jumped into a role right before the play went up because this woman kept doing it. She just kept doing it in rehearsal. And it was her first time doing a play, but she just didn't have any idea how to get herself back or like how to like get it so that the other actors could get back to where they were supposed to be.
Yeah.
She didn't have enough practice.
Yeah.
And, you know, not that I'm like, you know, thespian extraordinaire, but I had to like take her part because she kept, you know, it was like a train wreck and everybody would look at each other like, help me, help me. But I have nightmares like that. Like being the one that derails it that badly.
It happens.
Speaking of derailing it that badly, I think you had actually some kind of show order of things that you wanted us to talk about.
Okay. You guys have nightmares about derailing shit, yet you do it in real life all the time.
I'll
tell you what other recurring dream I have. I have.
All right, Joe.
No, because I have this recurring dream all the time. It's like my dream house. Essentially what it is this house, when I dream, it's the same house that I go to sometimes. And my mother and grandmother live there, and it's my house. It's the house.
Yes.
It's the house that I have in my dreams.
Yes.
And it's like I walk out, I hang out, I got my own room and stuff like that, my own place. And I'm like, I go, I wonder if this is a place in the hereafter that my family is at.
Is
and
waiting.
This is where I'll be going when I croak. You know, and I always wondered. And it's a nice house. I love the place. Really nice house.
I never thought about that way because I have the same dream.
Yeah.
It's like a dream. It's like the same house that I go to, but I keep finding more rooms in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But
and
it's essentially
like,
the same floor plan, the same way. And you're home. It's like your home.
Yeah,
it's
home.
Like you walk around the house like, it's like, it's the house. I'm in dreamland. It's the house. I'm at the house.
Yeah, it's the house in my head.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know, we have a lot of the same pathology, Joe. This is really kind of scary.
Certainly explains a lot.
Yeah, it does. Poor Dad.
Joe, you dream about her penis?
Yeah. Nah. It's
was
all
it
numb.
Nice one?
Nah, it's all numb.
Oh, it's numb.
Numb.
Like I am.
Yeah.
After all that.
Numb.
Numb.
All right. We'll move on. You kids have settled down. You've worn yourselves out. We could put out the mat so you guys could take a little nappy pillow.
No, it's very interesting of what you dream, and a lot of people kind of dream the same circumstances.
Yeah, they do. You didn't give us your nightmare.
I told you.
He's sitting where he's living.
He's sitting where he is. Not your waking nightmare every Tuesday.
Got nothing to add to that.
My nightmare's Tuesdays.
Yes.
No, I told you, forgetting shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Have you been on stage where you forget where to go next? Like you do a segment and you totally figure out where the hell am I going next?
Well, yeah. Usually when the gig is going horribly wrong and I'm just like trying to fix things and you're jumping around. And yeah, that's happened to me. It's happened on a couple of stories I've told over the past year or so.
Yeah.
Where it's like you're burning through material. It's like, I got nothing. And you're 10 minutes in, go, how the fuck did I go through an hour plus of material in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
I did a show last week where I had the crowd was, they were all right crowd. Mm-hmm. But the level of the show is not going to, and they had a great time, but the level of the show is not going to get any higher than it is.
Yeah.
And I just rifle through stuff.
Oh.
Those gigs,
is the worst thing you can do.
You just, you try to slow down, but it's amazing. And I tape all my sets, insert joke here, and I grade and I time it and grade it. And you would see a good set, like let's say a good set comes in at 25 minutes.
Yeah.
You will do the same material during a bad set. It'll come in at 15. Which means because you're going so, because they're just, you go to the next thing. It's literally 10 minutes worth of stuff.
Well, I think when things are going well and you can add in little things or you're getting crowd reaction, that takes up a little bit
things
of time.
When things are going well, when you have a really good audience, you'll look down and go, geez, I'm probably about a 15. Jesus Christ, 35?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
That was like, wow. My time is up and I haven't really gotten any of my act yet.
Sometimes
I like this show sometimes. Like, wow, we got to done with the topic.
I know.
And it depends on the show. Now, I've worked with you plenty of times where I've seen that. You'll do so much ripping off the crowd that I'm like, God almighty, he's been on like about 35 minutes. Really hasn't gotten to his act.
He hasn't gotten to his material.
No wonder they're enjoying themselves.
I'm not doing my material. Back when I was student teaching, you had to do your lesson plan and I knew everything I was going to talk about and everything. And I was going through my lesson plan and I realized that we still had about 10 minutes left of the class. Yeah. And I thought I had burned through all the material to talk about. And I got so panicked, I started feeling myself start to pass out. I got so upset and nervous. I was a young teacher. I was like, oh, and I really start to like see this like little fuzzy spots and like, oh no, I'm literally passing out. So just to ground myself, I walked around the back of the desk and I put my hands on the desk like, don't pass out in front of the class because you will never regain composure of this class again. Next time you walk in, there's the teacher that faints, you know? So I was like,
she's the fainter.
Oh yeah. And so I,
they'd be going out of their way to make you faint.
Oh my God. Ah, boom. Well, I looked.
Does this look infected?
Can you feel it? I can't feel mine.
Come here, feel this. You know, I happened to look down at the table, and I saw that I had another two topics written down. And all of a sudden, whoop, I felt myself come back into my body and start talking. And I was talking while I was going through this experience, and I said to, there was, the mentor teacher was in the room because I was a student teacher, and I said, I was starting to faint. Did you notice? I had no idea. And I was like, yeah, I was just about to pass out, and I was talking. What the hell was I talking about?
She goes, that's adrenaline.
I didn't notice any difference in your...
Happened to be on stage when I'm like really sick.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And I'm like, absolutely. Well, I'm like, it's actually happened during this show a number of times.
Really?
Where I just get like real, I don't know why. Maybe I look up or I'm sick and I don't want to know about it. But like, we're like,
it's us, isn't it?
It could be. I could be having an allergic reaction to shit. But no, it's like, I'll get like really lightheaded on this show. I've even said it a couple times.
Yes, you did.
And I get like really, really flush and I still gotta, I mean, the advantage is if I have to check out for a few minutes, you guys usually keep on talking, it's fine.
Yeah.
With comedy, if I check out, there's a problem.
Yeah, because it's like, you're the only one standing there.
Well,
yeah,
not if I'm flat.
Your adrenaline does take care of it. Because I remember there was one show I did that I felt like awful. And it was one of the Sunday shows, and I had an AC.
Oh,
and you do raffles. So I walk and I go, dude, I want to just come. Like, I'm going to tell him after my Sunday show. I go in there. Curry, you're emceeing 45 raffles.
No.
So I've got to do my spot, run the show, and stick around for 45 raffles. But when you get on stage and you get into it, your adrenaline takes over.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, it doesn't really, you don't feel it.
Yeah, there was one time I came up here and I was like, oh, DMC is sick. I felt terrible. As soon as we start doing the show, I was fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Because your adrenaline does take over and saves your ass. I just couldn't believe that I was talking and passing out at the same time and nobody noticed. I was like, that's pretty good.
There was one night that I had a bed. It was one time I was working and I was so sick. I was cold. I couldn't cancel the show.
Yeah.
And I wound up feeling a little bit better during the day. But I was on stage that night. I felt my body just float away.
Yeah.
And just look at my act and come back in. We try to fix it. But it was real, you know.
Let me float back into my body and fix what this dude's doing.
I like Ghost Joe. He's more objective.
On stage, 200 people in the audience, and I am in fucking Tweety Bird land. I'm like, oof.
That's frightening. That's frightening stuff.
Yeah.
I often wonder how, I know that there are some people who are famous for their stage fright. Like, Barbara Streisand is supposed to be, like, famously stage frightened. But I wonder if there are other people that have just been doing it forever. Like, how do they handle it if they have that moment?
Some people handle, it happens. A couple of comic I know, buddy of mine, he always tells me, he goes, yeah, if I'm on stage, just keep an eye on me. I'm like, why? I mean, I might have a panic attack.
Wow. Jesus. Really? Because he's that prone to them?
Sometimes, yeah.
No, you got to remember, he also knows how bad the jokes are.
He's actually very
he knows
good
the rough spots in the show.
He's actually very good at
stick around. Like, anybody I know?
No.
When anything goes quiet, I might start panicking, and if I'm laying down, it's not a bit.
I tell you though, there was one time I was under a lot of stress, a lot of stress about, oh Christ, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm about to do a gig.
Yeah.
And I started to get a panic attack. And I'm like, I can't do this gig. I can't entertain these people. I mellowed myself out.
Yeah.
And I did the gig. I did okay.
Yeah.
I did okay. I could have done better. I did okay.
Yeah.
Because I just mellowed. And I, when on the way home, I told myself I could never allow that to happen again. It can never happen again.
Right.
Because it was a beautiful day. We were doing it at a country club on the bay and stuff. It was a beautiful day. The people were sweet and stuff like that. But I was going through a lot of stuff on my day job and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And 40 minutes before the gig, I just got this panic attack. Like, I can't do this. I can't make these people laugh. How am I can't do this.
I call that a moment of clarity.
A moment of terror, to tell you the truth.
Wow.
And like I said, I mellowed myself out. I did the gig. I did okay. I could have done a lot better. But because but I took it as a win because I was where I was 40 minutes before I hit the stage was a bad place.
Oh, God.
And I told myself, I can't be the guy with the issue.
Yeah,
I told myself, this can ever, ever happen ever again. And knock on wood.
It hasn't again.
It hasn't.
Do you guys have to have a little time where you're alone to just like just get into a certain headspace performer?
No, I know some people do.
Yeah,
but you could just walk right on in your.
Yeah, I mean, because unfortunately, it's happened to me a number of times where I've been driving 14 hours, running late, get on stage, stupid. All right, here we go.
Boom!
Yeah.
There you go.
Now those shows, there's sometimes when I know I don't have the extra reserve.
Yeah.
To make it so I know, all right, this is just going to be a straight set. Yeah. Either you're going to laugh or you're not going to fucking laugh. I don't have time to dick around and tickle your nuts. Yeah. You know, this is the set, and I know I'm dead tired, and I might go faster in the set because I'm so tired and everything. But yeah, I mean, when you're a traveling comic, it's you don't always get time.
Yeah,
to
stuff
yourself.
Happens.
Yeah.
Usually
the only prep work I like to do is I like to sit in the audience or just see the audience.
Yeah.
For about five minutes or so, just to see where they're vibe, because every audience has their own psyche. So I just want to see where they're at.
Yes.
I try to get into what they're up. You know what their deal is.
Yeah.
And then just figure, okay, this is. I'll either go on a little, little high energy. I'll go when I was working a couple of weeks ago. The first show was a nice rowdy crowd, so I went high energy.
Yep.
Second show, very nice crowd, low energy. So I went on with a lighter touch. That's so you know how to set. You want to be in tune with the audience.
Yeah.
And some people don't want to see the audience at all. Like when I hit the stage, it's my room.
Yeah.
So I like to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Especially if Joe's failing. I love to watch that.
That's very rare.
That's very relaxing. It's relaxing for you.
Well, here's the problem with that. It's hilarious. But at the same time, I know where Joe's supposed to get the laugh, so they aren't getting laughs.
Oh.
I have to go, well, is it them or is it stupid? Because it's probably them.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean I won't get them.
Right.
But if they really suck, I'm getting the heads up.
Right.
But it still doesn't replace the fact of watching Joe struggle. Because those are...
Oh, I know you'd love that.
I certainly... Listen, and we've talked about this a bunch of times. Every comic loves to see his comic fail, unless you're producing the show.
But it's funny because like when we're working together, you know, we'll go up there. Maybe something doesn't work. You know, he smiles at you.
Yeah.
And then when he goes up there, you know, I haven't forgot what he did.
So. No, he will lash out. He will do a joke.
Yes.
Where it's supposed to get a laugh, it usually gets a laugh, where it gets nothing, and I will just howl in the back. And, this is how, and he will say something nasty to me, and everybody's like, look at him. Because why is he lashing out at people in the back? So he looks like a bigger asshole.
Yes, I have had that treatment from you, sir.
Now, the funny thing about that is that is actually the case, so it takes about maybe 45 minutes later till he gets on stage when he'll acknowledge that we're buddies and we're doing the show together. He goes, yeah, that asshole that yelled up against Joe.
That was me.
Here's my favorite part, though. When he does a bit and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I'll call back to that fucking bit and it fucking works. It's like, that. Take that, stupid. Oh. I know how to do your act.
Ouch.
Yeah, traveling with friends.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's a double-edged sword because I remember I was trying out some new material that was really, really bad at an open mic, and you are laughing ironically. You're not laughing.
I don't even think I knew what irony was.
You weren't even laughing at what I was doing. You're laughing at how bad I was bombing.
Oh, it's great.
And I was just like, and so on one hand, it was like, okay, at least somebody's laughing. But on the other hand, I'm like, you bastard.
Well,
that's not funny.
The thing is, when you're in my position laughing and you're the only one howling, Everybody looks at you like you're the asshole.
They did.
It's like, well, we hate her but for her material, but what are you laughing at?
What are you laughing at, stupid? Yeah.
And, you know, because that was in the open mic days, I really have no cause. Because it could go just as shitty for me.
Oh, I know.
But now I still got that swagger where, well, if it sucks for Joe, I'll get him.
I know. But I remember one in particular. I thought, oh, my God. Comics are evil. Because then they started, the other comics started laughing along with you. But not in a good way.
You gotta try new stuff though. But that's different. You're working on new stuff.
Yeah. And I got beat down.
It's completely different than what me and Joe were talking about. Like, well here's the tried and true shit that works all the time. Oh. And it should be working and he's delivering it fine and nothing.
Nothing. I know. Well,
Mysterium, to quote Joe, like a retard at a Ferris wheel.
And it's just—it's one of the funny, you know. And he's right because when you're on stage and your buddy's off stage, you both laugh like assholes.
Oh yeah,
because
yeah.
It's because you both know what the deal is. The bit always is a solid bit. The thing lays there and you just realize this gig sucks.
Well, here's the difference between me and Joe. Joe will usually move on if a bit doesn't work.
Yeah,
I will not allow that if I'm up there in a bit. I will fucking look at them. I will yell at them. I will. You think you have a band with me? I will admonish them.
Oh, you know what? I haven't been in your audience for a while. I've been beaten up in that particular way.
Oh, it's a completely. I don't stand for that shit no more. You will laugh, you motherfuckers.
I've seen you do that though.
But sometimes now, and this is experience. And Joe's actually getting a little bit better at this. Last couple times I've seen him, sometimes you could just give him a look. Like the bit lies there, you just give them a look.
Yeah.
They laugh, you move on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the artistry of comedy when you don't even have to say anything and you can elicit the positive response.
Right. Because they're in on the joke too. I mean, in the way that they know what your job is and they know that if it went badly, you're looking at them like, really? Really, you sons
but you can, but that's all. You can really only do that after you've established some trust with the audience.
That you've already
established that you are funny. If you're eating your dick for 5 minutes, you can give them all the looks you want. It don't matter.
Like, you know, they're like, keep eating. I've seen an audience turn on a comedian,
and that's like,
you suck so bad.
I haven't seen Joe really suck it for 5-10 minutes straight. I would probably even feel uncomfortable.
But you know what though, with blaming the audience, I was working. And sometimes you have a tendency to get like mad at the audience. And this is something
I'm pissed off getting in.
And it's like I said, I was doing a gig where the audience was like, and I'm like, well, you motherfucker. I'm saying to myself,
you know who I want to be.
Well, you motherfucker.
Yeah, not who,
but,
stupid, in his head.
No!
Getting mad at the audience.
But you got to calm down and realize they paid their money. This is where the show is. And you've got to, you know. Got to draw them into you.
Yeah.
Get into their headspace. You got to get into their headspace.
It's very professional.
And then you got to get them, you know, you got to get into their headspace and you have to get into your headspace. You got to meet them in the middle. Sometimes you can, sometimes not so much, but you know.
It's very tempting to go, Kong smash! But you can't do that.
During the old Hansel's days.
When Joe had a nervous breakdown.
I'd yell at the audience.
Oh, yeah.
It was funny. I'd never seen him have a breakdown before. Now, since we've been doing this, it's a fairly bi-monthly occurrence.
even in the band, I remember Johnny, when we had Race Odyssey, Johnny Race goes, all right, don't curse at the audience tonight. And I'm like, the lethargic motherfuckers they had to come into.
Don't curse at the audience.
I was like, don't curse at the audience tonight.
Sweet.
He's got a lot more real anger. yeah. that he represses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't have as much real anger. I just express what anger I do a lot more vociferously.
Yes.
Than he does.
Mm. Yes. Well, yeah. My husband, Mr. Helix, is a drummer, and they were playing a gig, and it was Halloween, and we had brought all the decorations, and this one guy, it's kind of a longish story, but this one guy broke something.
Should I get the music ready?
No. This one guy broke something, and it was really unfortunate. It was one of our favorite decorations, and he was just pissed. He was so pissed off.
Helix was?
Yeah.
Helix?
Yeah. And so he was keeping that in.
Those are my Hummels!
Ah, pretty much.
Broke my black cat!
They are. And then at some point, some, you know, drunken guy came over and he picked up one of the decorations and he was dancing around with it in front of the singer. And at that point, he was having no mood for anybody playing with any of our decorations because somebody had already broken something. Right. So he was just like, I saw him seething. He was like on fire. He had laser beams in his eyes. And he's so pissed at the singer for not like grabbing it from him and putting it down, you know. And so he's starting to lose it.
It's always good when the drummer throws his drumstick trying to nail the guy in the eye.
He did.
Did he really?
He did.
You want a drumstick? Here you go, motherfucker. Like,
yes.
like it's a spear.
At the end of the song, bang, boom, this drumstick flies out of his hands and smacks him in the head.
Fucking great.
And I was awesome. Like, oh, shit. Because I thought he's going to climb over that drumstick any second and tackle this guy. And the guy looked like, where'd it come from? And he still didn't put the thing. He goes, put it down. And he still didn't put it down.
You know how many garage sales we had to go to find that?
Boom, here comes the second
Those
drumstick.
Those are our Franklin collectible mint plates.
They were. And it was like, damn, he's got great aim. He smacked him in the head again. And so now the guy's pissed. And he picks up the sticks. And he's going to, I don't know what he was going to do with them. But I marched over there. And now I'm in this really gruesome costume. And I said, give them to him. And he goes, no, I won't. And now I have this really scary face on. I don't usually confront audience members. But I ran over and I said, oh, you fucking well. And I guess I looked scary enough. And I was like so livid.
This band sucks, man. I don't like her. I'm not coming back to see them anymore.
He handed me the sticks.
Give me the sticks.
Yeah. No, and he just looked at me like, okay, crazy lady. And he didn't
I just
like
the
from.
Princess Diana plate too, I'm sorry.
But I never saw him do anything like that before or since. Boom, right in the head. make drummer angry.
I got issues.
Yeah,
so
we all do.
I'm the nicest person here.
Well,
look what I'm comparing myself to.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's true. Yes, nice.
Yes, I've never attacked audience members.
Maybe you should try. It's
I've been
fun.
Attacked, but I've never attacked one.
Yeah, well, I didn't do the attacking. I did to get the sticks back. Because I thought, oh, this is going to be a full-on eyes-gouged melee if I don't get these sticks away from Drunkie. Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
What the hell were we going to do this show about?
We were going to talk about porn.
Oh, yes.
Yay!
We know our audience.
I don't think it's the audience that's entertained any longer.
He's holding his head.
He's heard about our penises, our dreams, our gigs. I'm sure they are.
Yes.
Strangely enough for me, they're all tied together.
I don't think that. I actually don't think that they wanted to hear about my penis, but.
You insisted.
I did.
Move along. Look at this. Don't touch it. It won't feel it, but look at this.
Yes. Look at it.
All right. Well, you guys work day gigs and office type things.
Yep.
Porn is being watched on the increase. In the work environment. Joe, you got the stat there? It's like increased by like 66%.
Yeah, 60 million people view adult films on the world's largest free porn website on a daily basis.
And that's not even the small websites.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Two-thirds of these visits are made by people at work.
You know, I'm not surprised.
What about fucking off on the job?
Really?
What's that say, though? Our entire, pretty much the entire workforce is like taking a fucking 5-minute jerk break.
Yes.
I mean, what do you think about that?
I could never imagine putting porn on at work.
No.
I really can't. No. My boss coming.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, you'd be so fired.
Well, fortunately for my job, it's a requirement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, name that orgasm. All right. Here we go.
I'll give you an example.
I'll find some.
Let's say you text me or something during the day. Plug this on Facebook. And it's like 10 o'clock in the day. And I got to try to do it at lunch. Want that. Going on Facebook is a ballsy enough move at work.
Yeah.
Yet, you know, having fucking porn on.
So you're afraid to watch porn at work?
Yes.
You afraid?
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, anything that seems a little bit like iffy, not even.
So you guys have never watched porn at work?
Never watched porn at work.
Never watched porn at work.
Never watched porn at work. Never.
You did?
Back in my office days.
Wow.
I was working in a mortgage company. But it was like a fucking epidemic there. And this is like 15 years ago, so it wasn't really movies.
It was dial-up porn.
Well, it was mostly pictures.
Right.
Yeah.
So, dial-up porn. Hello, send your tits right over.
No. Number, please.
Hold on. Which portal?
No, but it was like...
Which portal?
All will do. But no, it was like the slow porn where it's like it starts at the head. She can have nipples. She can have nipples. She can have... No nipples! Bullshit! But it was like an epidemic where even they would like send it back and forth and everything. I didn't really send porn to anybody in the interoffice, but I would like go on the sites, and then my boss's younger brother, who was much younger than him, he was really bad at this.
Okay.
He would get porn of like actresses.
Right.
But they're like fully clothed in bikinis. If you're going to do it, go all the way.
Yeah.
Go hard or go home, or go hard. Go home hard.
Go home hard.
Keep it that way. That's pretty good.
Go hard or go home. Wait a minute, though. Clothed porn? No.
Well, yeah, they're in like he's married now, but at the time he was a little slow, I guess. He wasn't getting like the tits, but like we'd be like sharing a room, like three or four of us, like a big room, and upper muckety mucks. I'm in that room. They're fucking. He's working late. The guy who eventually got me fired because he wanted his girlfriend to have my position. He's working late there. He's not working at 10, 11 o'clock. And he doesn't have the internet at home. He's fucking downloading porn and listening to chick music like Fiona Apple. And shit.
Wow.
Yeah, and the boss, and then like this one guy's computer was so infected with like internet porn and everything.
Yeah.
Now here was the problem for me. I got my wife a job at the IT company across the hall who was also that company's IT person. And it's led to a great career for her now, you know.
Yeah.
But I really kind of started her on the way with the computers and everything.
Okay.
You know, started down that career path. Yeah. But then I'm like hearing about like who's got what on their computer and everything.
Oh no. And it's like, guess what? Hey, what are you been watching?
She's probably trying to find telling you what you got on your computer.
Yeah, I just got to make sure my girlfriend at the time, wife now, does not fucking, I got to make sure my computer is as healthy as possible. There can be no viruses because I don't need a fucking stern talking to from her.
I was on your computer today. I saw those appraisals came in. Also, Backdoor Girls was on there as well.
But the IT company sent out like a memo and told the boss and everything. Like there's so much, like this one guy, I think he got let go because the one guy had just so much porn on the It is.
But wait a minute. Now you're watching it. Now it temporarily downloads to your computer. Don't you go back and get rid of all those temporary files?
But remember, this is 15 years ago.
People didn't know.
I didn't know. Now, fast forward probably 12, 13 years ago, I was working as a tester for the NFL, and it's still even a little bit then.
A tester for the NFL? What is that?
I would return kicks. No. I was working for a software company that developed software that the NFL used. They might still use it, where they would keep statistics of everything that happened on in the game.
Oh, okay. So you would enter, on the helmets and running around, hitting things.
So like you're watching the game, they had people in every stadium, you watch the games, you log it, you log the stuff into the software.
Oh, okay.
So I would test games. I would get like simulated games. You know, all right, 3rd and 1 runs to the left, no gain. You know, stuff like that.
Right.
You know, second and 6, pass for 3 yards to blah blah blah. I was entering that, so I was working as a tester.
Oh, okay.
For a while, but even then I'd cut down a little bit. But yeah,
here's 69 came in his pants.
These were innocent times, Joe. Yeah.
Completed. Completed. Past.
I was just a lad. There's the hotline.
Nobody can hear that. Anyway. But the thing is, like the wife, like she catches things.
Yeah.
So I learned how to empty the cache and delete the history. Because even married to her, you know, if I had a problem on the laptop, she'd fucking try to fix it and everything.
Oh, boy.
And then it's like, really? You got to look at all this when you got me? And they don't understand there's a difference.
Yeah, totally different.
Yeah, you know.
You're not in a schoolgirl outfit.
Even if she is, it's fucking different.
Yeah.
There's no commitment. There's no talking. Is it good for you? Because it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It's good for you. Fucking control alt delete. I don't give a shit.
I think one time at work, the only instance we ever had anything close to porn was when I was working at my past job. The boss comes in and goes, why is there behinds on the computer screen?
And if he has to ask.
And I'm like, what? There's behinds on the computer screen.
He said behinds?
She was a woman, and this is when we first started,
Did she have a penis?
Yeah, the PCs were first starting to be used in the office. So I go out. A woman went onto the computer, went on the internet, and was trying to find a bake recipe, and typed in Betty Crocker. But left the R out.
Oh, wow.
All right, let me see that.
Betty Cocker.
So she's, and my boss, I'm looking at this, my boss goes, what is this all about? And I go, I think it came over to clean the pool. I go, what do you want out of me?
Do you know, my coworker sent, this is the closest that I got, my coworker sent me a picture of a guy on a raft.
No longer a site. Betty Cocker? BettyCocker.com, gone.
Oh,
unless it was like .net or something.
hot cross buns. Yeah.
With strudel all over it.
I hope that's strudel.
The strudel is salty.
Is that icing? Betty Cocker, oh, my God.
BettyCocker.net? No. Betty... Gone.
She sent me my coworker sent me a picture of a guy in a pool face down on a raft. So it's like his naked butt is sticking up. This was the sexual harassment officer in our building, and I'm like, you're sending me like nude pictures? Really? This is the only person who sent me something.
He's an officer. He's got a badge with a cock with a cross across it.
Yeah, like the no cocks zone. Yeah, but, well, there was no cock.
Back away from your penis.
Back away from your penis.
I tried. It was still attached. I couldn't feel it, but it was there.
Threesome in cubicle 5. Threesome in cubicle 5. I'll put a stop to this. Step back, citizen.
It is an epidemic. I mean, we spend so much time now. Especially at our office, people are working late.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And I guess if I had a company, I'd be upset about it because it fucks up your computer.
But, yeah, it
but
does.
But the thing about it is anything that's ever come out, any technology that has come out, movies, videotapes, VCRs, mm-hmm. the internet, one of the first things people have done is like, how do we view fucking on us?
I remember the Wright brothers, their second flight. They fucked a stewardess on the wings.
That's right. They brought her up. Hey,
we learned how to fly and then we joined the Mile High Club.
You know, the T in Model T is for tits. You're right, Joe. Everything with technology. When man invented the spear, it was to make sure two women fucking diddle each other or he would stab the bitches.
First order of business.
Fire was to get them warm enough so they would take their furs off.
Exactly. You're right, Joe. Everything.
Everything. Everything.
Everything, Joe.
You're true. It's true.
Wait till we have a setting of people like transporting people via light. First thing we go, let's go to the whorehouse. It's true.
Absolutely.
The Hindenburg crashed because it was getting too hot up in that dirigible. You're right, Joe. Everything of technology always
first order of business.
The first thing is how do we get porn on this?
Yes.
This would be better with boobs.
Yes. Yeah,
well, everything is.
I agree.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Here at Davinson, we try to help.
Yes.
We try to help. So there are actually ways where if you're going to look at the porn, ways that you can prevent yourself from getting caught. Now, before I give you these tips, I found these online, so they must be good. Before I give you these tips, I do have to let you know that if your company has a good IT team, it really doesn't fucking matter.
Because they're creepier than you are.
Anyway. Yeah, they do.
And they already know these tricks.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that. I just got a little head.
No, but if you have a good IT team, you really can't look at porn.
No, no.
Unless you don't plan on working there much longer.
Yeah.
But if you work at a company that doesn't have an IT team, and there's plenty of those, mm-hmm. you know, your smaller companies. Here you go. Let's see. Mask your IP address. Now, this is good for when I start emailing with What's-Her-Face.
Oh, yeah.
Use a free proxy service like hidemyass.com.
That's what I was laughing at. I just glanced at it.
To conceal your identity and location and cover your ass.
That's good.
Look at you writing it down. Fucking
I
notes.
I am. I'm taking notes.
I guess name that orgasm can get done at work.
Maybe it could.
Use Alt-Tab to switch back and forth between programs quickly. The Alt-Tab shortcut in Windows and Command-Tab shortcut in Operating System X lets you switch between whatever programs you're using very quickly and seamlessly. You use it to bury your dirty stuff. Yes, because you know when I'm looking at a spreadsheet, it's always good when you hear a woman spreading in the background.
Yeah.
That's
why it's called a spreadsheet.
That's why you have to go to your control bar and you have to mute the sounds.
That's the problem.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you know, just watch, don't listen, idiots. Because the sound.
No, I need the sound.
Well, no.
I don't like silent porn.
Listen, if you're going to watch at work and you have an Excel spreadsheet up there, you can't hear in the background. You know, because nobody gets that excited about math.
Back the formula now, table. It's
looking back now, unless you just want to have like those guy moments, what's the point of watching porn at work? Are you really going to finish on your desk?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Is that what's wrong with your keyboard?
It clearly is. Use a smaller screen like an iPhone. The more discreet you can be, the better.
Now, that's where I think where they had that certain percentage why people you say, well, will you look at porn on your computer at work? Probably not so much, but because people have smartphones,
yeah.
I think that's where the higher percentage
is
coming.
Guess so. Yes. And like when I was working, I didn't have these things, so it didn't even occur to
me. Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Because you really can't keep it on your screen. Everybody keeps their phone to the side and glances at it.
Right.
So, I mean, and you throw like something on top of it or something.
Right.
Well, I really don't see the point of watching. And like, unless you're going to email like something. See, that's what they would email. I didn't really partake. But they would email like the nastiest shit. Like it wasn't normal porn. It was like some dog fucking Asian chick. Just like the most, like some guy with his arm shoved up her vag. It wasn't like the normal like TNA type shit. Couple lesbian, like the most gruesome shit. What was going through in this office.
See somebody's guy with some hand up some girl's ass. What's this? The projections of the economy for the new year.
Work related.
We're keeping it simple.
We're gonna have a tough first quarter.
No, but I remember in college, like my neighbors, my roommates, they had like, I think it was pictures of like some guy and a woman like watch deep.
Oh, wow! Yeah.
Wow!
Wow!
Okay.
Yeah.
That could hurt.
I walked it.
Sorry, Joe. Try to lube you up first.
I was in this place on, it doesn't matter where it is, but it was like a place that had like joke stuff for, you know, if you're going to a shower or whatever, right. But it also had like full on porn
you were
and everything.
Shop,
I was
you were
in
an
adult shop.
Okay.
And I went into the back where they have all the videos and stuff because I had to say now, there was a video with the cover of it had a person's head completely immersed in a vagina. Hello! Hello! I was like, how is that possible?
It's kind of cool. But at the same time, you can't fuck her.
How could you breathe?
That's creepy.
I guess get a snorkel.
I didn't
Maybe
see.
Some swim fins.
It's like an adult.
I go with water wings. I can't swim.
I used to go to the adult shop with your buddies, you know, you hear your one buddy going, Jesus Christ! You walk into the gay section by accident.
Sure, it was by accident.
Yes.
Sure, it was.
Yeah, that was one of the. See, that was why you couldn't go to like Best Buy because they didn't have the adult section. You had to go to the mom and pop places with the squeaky doors.
Oh yeah,
you're like fucking walking in a saloon.
The saloon doors.
All right, which one of you varmints get porno? I need to jerk off.
The good thing was when I was with not my wife, but when I was with another girl, maybe my wife too. I don't remember, but like another girl, like she would go in there with me, so it wasn't quite so sad.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because she had her taste too.
Oh.
What did she like?
I don't remember.
That
was very important to you.
No, I don't. I really wasn't.
Yes,
that's the.
You do.
I get. Like, I don't remember a lot of plots.
Well, are there?
Yeah, some of this stuff. Yeah, but you know, this is like high.
Oh, no,
this is like
it was
high school.
Scat film. There was a lot of plots.
This is high school, so it's more like a roadmap of what to do.
Mm. Oh yeah. Okay.
It was studying is what it was.
Oh okay, yeah. You know what? I like that.
Sure, that's what it was. Get a monitor cover that blocks the view. A privacy screen is and you don't want to fucking stain the boss's computer.
Oh, well, yeah, that's not too suspicious. Why do you have a privacy screen on your computer?
It's designed that so people walking by or looking at your screen at an angle will be unable to see anything, but for you sitting directly in front of it, your view is unaffected. That makes common sense for anything.
Actually,
like
that's
for Facebook even, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, and actually, it is good in some businesses because sometimes you're working on something that is private, and if you're not in you don't
yourself.
Have your own office. Yeah, well, then you have a privacy screen around the bottom of your desk, too. But if you figure that you're working on something and you don't want the office nosy buddy walking by and checking out what you're working on, you know, you're working on something payroll-related or whatever, you know, it would be nice to have that option. Because we had one of those.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, she always had to be in the file cabinet behind you when you're working on something. So I'd have to switch screens and go into something innocuous. It's like, really, Judy, now? Really?
I do that here. I fucking come on. Get rid of the scammer. It'll be awkward.
Yeah.
He's taking my dick out again. Use mirrors. Arrange some mirrors in your office strategically to keep an eye where a passerby. Get a rear view mirror for your monitor. Really?
Oh, you know what?
A fucking computer or a Winnebago?
If you're getting that crazy, really, you got a fucking problem.
Yeah, it's not a fucking fun house. You can't put mirrors all over the place.
Oh.
And what would you, you know what? And if you, really, think of it. You walk into somebody's office and there's mirrors all over the place. Wouldn't you ask questions?
Oh, yeah. There's questions. Either
They're very vain.
They're doing a lot of coke.
Yeah.
In the office. I would be very, very suspicious. I'd be more suspicious of somebody with that setup than I would to somebody
that's
something
wrong.
Yeah. Really, you're not trying to call attention to yourself. It looks like, like you said, it looks like a fun house.
Get a boss button. A boss button.
I have
read it before you crack up.
I have one of those.
A boss button is a cool foot activated switch attached to your computer. When you trigger it, it's whatever you're doing and brings up a business looking screen. That does sound like really cool. But I think, I mean, what are you going to set up tripwires so you hear him coming down the hall?
Yeah, but I also wonder about it's like, my God, you've been working on the same spreadsheet for 3 months now. Are you ever going to finish that?
It's true.
You know, whatever.
But most
that
bosses
is.
Don't know what's going on.
No, they don't.
Use Vanished with no in it, E in it, .com. Vanished with a D, no E in it, .com. As a service that lets you hide a web page behind an Excel document that looks work related.
Yes.
As you move your mouse over the document, a transparent window follows you, letting you see what's underneath. That's fucking awesome.
That is amazing.
You can do some work at the office.
You
want
to get some stuff done.
You want to know the truth? Basically, in my place, sometimes you walk through my place, and you know, we get the phone system. Phone sends all the phone calls into one line, so you're getting calls that don't pertain to you. And stuff like that. It's horrible. It's horrendous. But you know, sometimes I'll go to get a cup of coffee. I'm coming out of my cubicle, and you look at other people's cubicles, to see what they're up to.
Yeah,
you know, some guy actually is a website for their line. Another guy's on like AOL.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, usually
some can find some new sites to surf.
Some people are surfing and stuff. You know, so you walk past mine sometimes. You know, most likely it's all business stuff, but sometimes I'll go and you know, I have some show stuff.
Yeah,
you know, I email each other all day long, so there's stuff you gotta do this, you gotta do, and sometimes I'll have that up, you know.
Right.
So it's nice if my boss comes by, you know, can you get this order out, you know, just a click. Oh, very good, you're working on this spreadsheet.
Not so now do you guys think there's anything here so far that you would use?
I like the boss button.
The boss button is a definite.
That's nice.
You guys actually get that?
I also like the proxy server.
Use extra desktops. Use Virtua Win for Windows and Spaces for operating system X. Put all your work in one desktop and put all your leisure materials in another. You can switch back and forth with a keystroke or a mouse gesture. That's fucking nice.
You know, our IT people would. Oh no! You know what?
You got to get them involved. You got to get the IT people involved.
Yeah, you have to. You have to throw them some money. But it's
the
like,
IT people can't even get the regular shit working correctly.
Yes. Yes.
Are you kidding?
Because you guys fuck it up.
No.
All the viruses.
No.
Yeah, you know what? That's the problem with porn is that you're open to as many viruses on your computer as you are with a real porn star. You know, it's like
true.
It doesn't matter if you're dealing with a real person or you're dealing with just the downloads.
I recommend Symantec. We're a Symantec family, not a McAfee family. Thank you for asking.
Oh, you're not a McAfee fan? I'm a McAfee man.
No, Elisa fucking hates it. And
really?
She said Symantec is the way
better?
To go.
Yeah. When Elisa talks computer, I just go, okay. Yeah. Whatever, you know, whatever. If I don't have to do it perfect.
Yes.
Now I have to do more and more, but I'm doing more and more, but whatever.
95% less likely to get a rash.
Yeah.
Really?
Now this one makes sense, and this is very important, this next one. I always try to do this too.
Okay.
Can't always do it though. If you can, pick where you work every day. Position yourself so that no one else can see you. You don't need people sneaking up on you. That's the problem with the cubicle where your back is to the fucking aisle and everything. Because that you really can't indulge in the pornographic arts.
And you want
to
know something? Not that I look at it because I don't, but I do have show stuff up. And occasionally he wants me to go on Facebook and I got to try to get on it when you're really not supposed to.
Yeah.
I have the corner cubicle with my back to everybody.
Oh, boy.
So, and there's also a corner mirror overhead.
Oh, Christ.
Not of my device, but... So it's like I got.
So you're projecting to everybody. Look, Joe's on Facebook again.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, that's really bad.
And it's like, you know, sometimes I'll be there. Well, you got to get this out. And I'm like, I'll be there. My boss is behind me. I'm like, check us out. You know, every Tuesday.
I know. I have people walking.
Been there,
in.
Done that.
Yeah.
I have people walking in and around me all the time, and people pop in all the time with stuff. It's like it's 24/7 for like people in the door. And so I'm constantly like, click, trying to close off the window so that people aren't like, it's like sometimes I'll have Facebook running in the background, yeah. You know, like there are one or two people, the only place that I contact them is through Facebook. And so every once in a while, but I have to have my sounds off because it'll be like bing, 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 you know.
My desk when I was at this office, because I had the perv in the corner.
Yeah, that's nice.
Fucking, you know, he was in the corner doing his thing. My desk was like attached, like in certain angles, to a Polish girl who was a fucking pornographic freak, but not hot like a Polish girl should be.
Oh, wow. Oh, so she's like
she had like the blonde hair, but not the face of yuck.
Yeah,
a poor
and
monster.
A Hasidic chick who we were corrupting.
Stop. Oh, wow. Get out.
Stop.
Really? No,
there was a lot of Hasidics running around this company.
Stop. Explain. Oh, yes. How did we do this?
How to explain.
Let's see your devil tree in action. What are we doing?
Yeah, how are you?
Tree? Yes. An ascetic girl. I mean, they're very straight-laced and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're sheltered.
Yeah.
Except for at work, apparently.
But she kind of had a thing for me that she wouldn't admit to.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, she kind of, her name was Rifki.
Rifki.
Okay, so what was Rifki getting up to on the computer at this
point? I don't know if she was really getting on the computer, but... You know, hey, look at this. You like when me and the other girl or the fucking creep in the corner. Somebody who I denied on Facebook wanted to be my friend after all these years. You're in Facebook limbo.
Now, let me ask you a question. Was Rifki married? A single gal?
Started single.
Mm-hmm.
Got married. Gave her a gift. Never said thank you.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, but she definitely had like a thing. But like her and like the other one just fucking annoy me too. Her and the Polish girl would just fucking annoy me.
Right. Now, you were showing them stuff on the computer and stuff like that?
As I recall, again, my memory stinks. I wouldn't show her, but like maybe me and the Polak would be talking about it and shit.
Now, let
she'd
me
be
ask
like
a question.
Sneaking her head around the corner to see what you're
but
talking
she's
about.
Hearing it because she's in there with us.
Yeah.
Right, but there's one department we touched on, we've been touching on.
Did 90%. I just say Polak?
You did.
I hey there,
Ross.
Me and Polak.
Really?
But,
what
you know,
an asshole.
We've been discussing. Well, we've been discussing mainly the IT department on that. I mean,
yeah.
Did you guys wonder what HR would say about that shit? You know, you're talking about IT. Maybe HR would know a little bit about this if you're showing it to other people.
But remember what I told you. Like, the boss was getting some of the emails, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
Did you have an HR person there?
The boss? I mean, I don't
okay,
know.
Okay. Because what I'm saying is... Somebody...
I mean, there might have been, but I got hired by the boss.
All right. But still, I mean...
He called me up the next day apologizing.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in some companies, you know, I mean, you have the HR person and usually assholes. Well, not usually them, but if some snoot complains.
Right.
And they go to HR because this snoot could blow the whistle and screw, HR's got to come down on, you know, on you and stuff like that. And that's never happened to me, but I've heard in companies where, you know, you get some asshole in HR, you know.
They have to, that now it becomes their business. It's like, it's sort of like, you know, they wear blinders, you know. It's kind of like everybody just go about your business until somebody brings it to my attention. Now I have to deal with it. Except in my case, where you have the person that is ostensibly the HR person sending you the pornographic images.
Now, in your line of work, I'm sure that there's probably all sorts of nonsense going on. Surprisingly,
there's not a lot of HR going on.
They don't need porn. They just get subordinates.
In my line of business.
We fuck them over.
Certainly just do. Not you, but your higher ups do.
Oh, no. I get fucked plenty. Yeah, no KY.
Well, now you got the dick, so you can do the fucking. You'll turn that around.
Where do you think I got the Fisher? I got it at work.
Yeah. In my line of work, I mean, it's just a very blue-collar, you know, rough around the edges business.
Shocking.
So it's like
for a gentle daisy like you.
Yeah, there's a lot of a lot of antics going on. We even laugh because it's not
the clown car.
This ain't Bloomingdale's. You know,
this ain't Bloomingdale's.
This ain't Bloomingdale's.
Is that the tagline in your ads? Yeah. This ain't Bloomingdale's. Well, surprisingly, we're fairly mom and pop in a lot of aspects. And so there's
mom
sort of,
and pop and the naughty daughter.
Well, there's sort of like an unwritten rule amongst some of the departments that we just sort of wink at each other and go, yeah, we know this place is bullshit, but we're not going to tell on each other. And I know that there are people at work that are looking at porn because the HR piece, the IT guy will be in there, and it seems like there's an inordinate amount of viruses happening in this one department. Mm. But and I was like, oh, yeah, that just happens because you get a lot of pop-ups for no reason at all, huh?
It's my
excuse. Is that what it is?
Facebook's a bitch.
Yeah.
Use a remote desktop utility to access your home computer. You can remotely access your home computer with proper software.
Yes.
I use TeamView. That way, all your CD browsing history never gets saved to your work computer. For Operating System X, we like Chicken of the VNC. As opposed to Chicken of the Sea. For Windows, we like Tight VNC.
Ooh.
But, you know, I don't use that software for this type of stuff, because I work from home, I can do whatever I want.
Right.
But like when I have some of our affiliates, they help me out with some of the setting up some of the things so we can get on their air. I use like TeamView 7, and
so that they can remote in.
Yeah, that's pretty cool though. That's actually a really good TeamView is a good thing to get.
It is.
Joe, you can start enjoying porn at work.
With TeamView.
Just don't have your wife snooping around.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she's locked in at home, you're done.
You know, but no, it's even weird because like even not even porn. There are some things where I have I go the line that I represent.
Yes.
I go in their website and stuff like that. And
yeah.
I was doing a lot of remote when during the storm, I was doing a lot of remote work on the site. And I don't even know if my company's cool with that.
Oh.
You know, I just something, or I was doing
probably
reports
clear with them.
And sending it over my home site. You know, I had to prepare.
Here's
a report.
The great thing about those programs. You don't have to go into work now.
I know.
I mean, it's so old-fashioned where you have to drive to the office. I mean, there's some things that I guess you have to do from work, but on a lot of days, you can do a lot of your shit from your house.
I wish I could. Yeah. My day gig is a very – we call it the pit. It's the pit. It's a sales pit.
Cool, your nighttime gig, the pits.
Yeah. But we work off of each other. We work as a team.
Yeah.
You know, and you need everybody there.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't do it by yourself. I mean, we have so many lines. When you work for a rep agency, there's so many lines that we have to try to know. And sometimes it's something you don't know, so you need other people there and stuff like that, so we all help each other out.
Yeah, there are a number of things that I could probably do from home, but they really do need me there because, like I said, you know, it's like I have an open door policy and people are in all day long and the phone calls, and I wouldn't be able to handle it from home.
Work sucks.
Oh, work blows.
Let me tell you, I had
not in a good way.
I had
can't relate
during the storm. There was some stuff that we couldn't get on the internet, so I took a couple of things that I had to do, and I go, well, I'm leaving at 1 o'clock. I'll go home and I'll work on this from home. I go, let me lie down. I get home. I go, let me just watch Judge Judy first.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
Yeah. Yeah. So much for that.
Then he wakes up, God damn it, Judge Judy, and off we go to work. Use private browsing. See, I've never used this.
What is that?
Firefox and Chrome have an option you can select that won't record browsing history. See if your preferred browser has one. I've seen that on Firefox.
Oh. I've never is that what that
it.
Is?
Yeah. That's all I
think. Wait, hold on a second. Let me write that one down. That's good.
Firefox, private, preferred browser, blah, 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 private browsing. If you use Firefox, you can turn on private browsing under the tools menu.
Oh.
In Chrome, empty your cache.
Yeah, but you'd be emptying
it's cache.
Cache.
It's cache, baby.
No, it's not. It's cache.
Not when I fucking say it. Got an E at the end of it, stupid.
My show.
Yeah, but
I
you don't say it.
I just did.
Well, don't.
You just worry about your imaginary cock and let me worry about the pronunciation. It's not cock, it's dick.
Yes. It's cocky.
Now, this is something I learned from my wife.
Okay.
By necessity.
Oh.
Emptying the cache.
Yes.
And clearing the history. And do it often. You don't want all that stuff to accumulate.
No, you don't.
And isn't that why you're looking at the porn anyway?
Yes, you do not want your searches accumulating.
To do this in Firefox, select Recent History from the Tools menu. And may I also recommend everybody out there, clear your cookies.
Oh.
You got to get rid of your cookies. Oh. These are all things I learned the hard way by having my girlfriend at the time, wife now, fucking chastising me for being a perv.
Oh.
Just fucking sit my... Oh, really? You have to go to these sites? You're ruining their computer. I don't know how they got there. Really? Titsfisting.com? Really?
But wait. When you're clearing the cookies, save your passwords. Because if you're not... If you have certain sites that you have the passwords in there and you're just used to going, enter, because it's already in there...
Yeah, it's not good to save your passwords.
It's not good, but I know that there are people that have them in there and they don't even know what they are because they've had them in there for so long.
They send you a new one and you reset the password.
I know, but...
Don't save your passwords.
No, you shouldn't save them, but I mean, that's what you do before you go ahead and clear out your cookies.
Stop giving bad advice. Don't save your passwords, stupid.
No, save them until you make sure you have them all written down, and then clear them out.
Well, you guys clearly work at shitty places.
Yes, we do. I mean, I'll speak for both of us, Joe.
No, I mean, you know, not that they're bad places to work for, but as far as having fun, not so much.
There's no time for fun where I am, son.
Fun? What is that?
Well, see, you know, people bitch that, you know, Chinese own everything. They're taking everything over. We fucking come and bitch about the Chinese. You know what, though? There's a Chinese IT company. Got the right idea. They will pay you to hook up with somebody at the office.
What?
They will give you a bonus. Joe, how much was the bonus for?
Let's see. The bonus
like $120
was for, $180.
$180 if you hook. Because people, they figure, would be in a better mood.
If they're doing it at work?
Hook it. Well, it doesn't really get explicit.
Do you do it at work?
I think you have to give them $120 if you have a daughter due to this relationship. But
wait, hold on a second. Wait. Now, you're hooking up with somebody at work. Do they mean, now this is like becomes your boyfriend, girlfriend, or you're actually doing it at work?
You know, I think it's loosey-goosey.
Wait a minute. Is loosey-goosey one of the choices?
I
think
I hope so.
I've heard that she's really loosey-goosey.
I got to say,
awesome.
I really don't like a company prostituting its people for morale.
Amazing.
Let us do it ourselves.
Yeah, you know, we're going to do what we're going to do. Yeah. I guess it's nice to get a little incentive to be a whore. But
you're going to pay me to you know, take color pictures of my butt on the Xerox machine?
Yeah. I'd pay you not to.
But the surprising thing is a lot of companies, you know, in the States frown upon having intercompany, you know.
Absolutely.
Relationships and stuff like that.
The Chinese have a completely different take on this.
If I'm Chinese,
yes,
and I know I can get $180 either time, I'm fucking hooking up and I'm breaking up. I'm hooking up and I'm breaking up.
Yeah.
I'm barely going to work. My work is like hooking up with chicks and breaking up with them. But now I'm doing what I love and do what you love and the money will follow.
Here's the deal. You could go up to, you could work with people and go, look, let's date. They'll give us $180. We'll split it half.
Yeah.
We'll break up after a week. Then we move on.
The
whole company.
Yeah. That's what I would do. Yeah.
Do the whole accounting department.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd make a mint, depending on how many are in there.
But their whole thing is that it improves morale. Now, I will say this. When you're going to a place where there's somebody you like, and for me, it was mostly school as opposed to work.
Mm. Right.
You do look forward to going a lot more.
Yeah, you
do. I'm not saying I get more accomplished.
Yeah.
But I certainly, I guess I should get to school at 7:30 in the morning. What do you mean they don't open till 9?
Yeah, I don't know that this is good for productivity.
No, I don't think it's good for productivity at all. All of a sudden they're taking smoke breaks every fucking 5 minutes.
But if that's what you want to call them.
I certainly do.
You know what, though? The only thing with work, I don't know if I want to date anybody at work.
They're all dudes.
No, there's some girls. We some guys, some nice girls there. But the only thing is
send them my way. I don't work with them. I see no problem.
That's right.
And give me $100, $80.
That's the thing. Because the thing is, if you date with somebody, when you break up with somebody, it's horrible. Work is where you go and you try to like get away from
it. That's what they're not thinking of.
Now you go there and you've got to deal with that shit, which always sucks at your job.
Yes.
No, I agree. It's not well thought out.
I would never date anybody. I'm tempted, but I would never date anybody.
Not that I've ever had that option. But not that I'll have that option, but I would.
I worked a long-term temping thing many years ago at a company, and I wouldn't date this guy that we had this major flirtation going on until my job was done. It was like, okay, now you don't work here anymore. Now can we go out? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I did the same. I did the same thing. There was this girl I really liked that worked. We worked in a furniture company. And there was a sister furniture company that we worked with, and I was crazy about this girl that worked in one department. And I think I'm like him. I remember. I think I asked her out, or I was going to meet her somewhere. So I pan out. But the thing, I waited till I was out. It was like the last week I was there.
Yep.
Because I just could not. I would be miserable enough if I had a girl broke up with me.
Yeah.
And work is like one of the places where you just try to deal with it and throw yourself into your job and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, throw yourself into her.
Yeah. Repeatedly.
The closest thing I had to that was. Again, I always got a fucking significant other, so I can never have fun. When I first started dating my wife, I was a paralegal getting ready to go into law school, and this cute chick at one of the court in Brooklyn liked me, and she was pretty. And one time she said, she told me that she had a dream about us having sex on the copier.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't mind going to court. but I told my girlfriend at the time, wife, now, not pleased.
No, you know what? Somehow that doesn't go
over. Honestly, not always
right
the
now.
Best policy. Shut the fuck up. Works too.
Couldn't you find another piece of an office equipment that's more comfortable?
Yeah, really.
It was her dream, stupid. At least she didn't dream that she had a cock.
And when did you involved in the scenario?
Well, you know, I had a girlfriend, so I could just like laugh it off. And, like, she had a really pretty face and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, well, actually, no, when I was 17, again, I had a fucking girlfriend. Ugh. Sucks.
They ruin everything.
They certainly do. And there was a woman, she was probably in her mid to late 20s, pretty girl and everything. And we had, like, this is when I was working as a collection agent.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, during the first Bush the catastrophe, mm-hmm. and we had, like, a flirtation and everything. And I was a minor at the time.
Yeah.
But there was, like, talk of her going to the prom with me and everything.
Whoa.
Yeah. And how old was she?
In her 20s. So, hey. Like, too old for a pal.
Davin, have a go.
Yeah, beat it, Grandma.
Scram.
Davin had some teenage game.
But, I mean, yeah. I did. It's gone down. The game is gone now. It's like the game is like Chinese checkers. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I never really... I don't think I ever did. No, I didn't date my mom when I was delivering papers.
Nah.
I didn't date. No, I mean, my real job status is ended. But even as a comic, even as somebody who produces shows, you hear about enough of these comics that, like, get some young guy, girl, depending what they want, like, to, you know, for stage time, they get them to do things like a little handy or whatever, a little oral treats.
Really?
I've never, of course. And I have a lot of gigs and they're good gigs. I've never been able to use my power wisely.
Your power.
There was only one. There was only one girl.
My power's mine.
There was only one girl, like another comic that I really, really liked that I wanted to date. I'm not going to mention her name, but she.
Do I know her? Write it down.
You know,
all right. This is really
And then
good.
I'll blab it. No. Joe didn't say it. I did.
Yeah. No, don't say
it. I just want to see if I would agree with his...
Oh, with his...
with what he likes.
Yeah. Well, I know. I don't know if you guys have the same taste in females, but this will be interesting.
Just talked about her last night
right.
and mentioned you.
Here's
the deal with this. I won't mention her name. Oh, and by the way, she just got married.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you did? I didn't know. I haven't seen her in years.
Been creeping around.
I don't know this person.
No, you don't. I was booking this shithole where Joe had his fucking nervous breakdown, but not on this night.
Oh, yeah.
So Johnny Watson's there, another comic.
Yeah, I know him.
And he convinced this girl and another girl, they were comics,
mm-hmm.
to go and get wear bikinis.
Damn it, I missed that night. Shit!
Oh, wow. Shit! He Sorry. Did?
And they did.
And they did?
Oh!
It?
And they, I don't want to talk about this.
Wait a minute. And
they did.
I missed the night. I was not there. I was there the week before. He told me.
Joe is not in control of his power at the moment.
He's lost his power. It's all over the place.
So much for that laptop.
She was cute.
Wait a minute. So they got into bikinis
married.
To do their act or afterwards?
I really don't remember.
It hurt her work.
I think they did their act in their bikinis because they went bikini shopping one day and Johnny with his pimp hand.
Yeah.
Johnny's got a good pimp hand.
His pimp hand is strong.
Christ, it even worked on Brent Michaels.
What?
That's true.
Finish your story. This might have really
I got to hear that.
So we got to take a break, but I guess we'll take it after this little segment.
Okay.
Whatever, as usual.
Yeah,
don't break now.
But yeah, it was a nice enough place. But I book like nice upscale restaurants. This was not that.
Oh.
This was like a bar and everything with like, you know, some Star Wars cantina type looking folks in there.
Oh, where
were they? And they were performing in front of the pool table in their bikinis.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. And yeah, the one that Joe liked, yeah, she was very cute, very petite, short.
That's a very risky move. As a female comic, to be shown the goodies while you're trying to make people laugh,
if the material isn't that good, I think it's a sound strategy.
She would have tripped over my tongue if I was there.
Your tongue would have been diseased from the floor.
Nuts. That floor, yeah.
But Johnny, so I buy tickets for Joe, my wife, and Johnny, and myself to go see, a couple of years ago, see Poison and Def Leppard and Cheap Trick. In concert.
Yes.
In Hershey, Pennsylvania. Not Hershey, excuse me. Scranton, Pennsylvania. And so we go, and it's fucking raining. This is when Joe decided to give Def Leppard some of his money and buy a fleece. Because he was chilly.
We thought it was...
We're waiting for Johnny. I'm calling Johnny. Johnny's not picking up the phone. What the fuck's going on with Johnny? Where's Johnny?
Yeah.
No, Johnny. All night. We're getting soaked and everything. I wonder what the hell happened to Johnny.
Yeah.
Turns out Johnny was hanging out backstage with Brett Michaels.
And the funniest thing was sitting out there.
Out.
And during one point during the show, before the show, he goes, I don't know where he is. I go, knowing Johnny, he's probably hanging out with Brett Michaels. He was hanging out with Brett Michaels.
No, how did he do that?
He batted his eyelashes.
This is Johnny Ace we're talking about.
No, Johnny Watson.
Johnny Watson.
Watson? Oh, okay.
Watson.
Yeah.
But I still give him shit about that. Yeah. He was pissed.
Dad was pissed.
Well, we were all pissed.
Yeah.
I buy the fucking ticket.
Yeah.
You know, he gave me the money for it, but I'm the one who arranges everything.
Yeah.
And then you're hanging out. You can't say, hold on, let me get my friends.
Yeah.
That was a bullshit move right
yeah,
there.
Kinda. Yeah.
But I tell you one more thing about like, you know, working with comics and stuff like that. You know, there was one girl comic. We were doing a gig and I just met her. She's really cool. Really cool girl. And I go, we were talking about some guy that's booking stuff. And I go, hi. I go, yeah, can I just was interested in this gig. Can I get your number?
Yeah.
And she gave me this look like, what? And I'm like, and I know it well now. And I go that night. I go, I hope you didn't think I was asking for your number. She goes, no. I didn't go because you shot me this look, and I'm looking at you like, no, man, I just want to get this spot.
Well, that's risky though, because you don't. Sometimes you don't know. The most awkward place in the world to be is when the person doesn't. You can't tell if it's like a business thing. It's a come on thing,
yeah.
Or if it's a friendship thing, or
yeah.
What? Yeah. When somebody isn't clear about their motives, oh, that drives me nuts.
I think I only got shot down once.
Asking for a number?
She's asking a girl to go on a hangout, go on a date. She was a pretty girl. We were in some stupid psychology class.
Oh, I got shot down like the Memphis Belle.
Oh, with references like that, who can blame them?
Oh, I could tell.
What does that mean?
Well, I really quick, I asked this one girl for a phone number.
Yeah.
This one girl that I really liked. And then she was kind of drunk and stuff like that. So she.
Perfect.
Perfect.
But she was really a sweet girl. So I called like the next during the week. And it's like the whole nervous call, you know? Yeah. So I get on the phone. I go, hi, Joe. Would you like to go out? I don't think so. I really don't want to date somebody that saw me in that condition. I'm like, what am I going to write a tell all book, you fucking lunatic?
That's just a nice way of saying no.
Yeah, that
was a nice way of saying no, Jeff.
Well, it was, but
really?
An interesting.
You know, no, don't come. There was one now, and I'll show you a different way to do it. I'll show you Joe gets turned.
Wait, Joe's ways of getting shot down.
Favorite ways of getting shot down.
There was another girl. I got her number and I called her up and I go, hi, it's Joe. Blah blah. She goes, well, and she goes, we met. I was broken up with my boyfriend, but we kind of back together again and stuff like that. I'm like, oh well, good luck to you both.
Yeah,
that was not. That
and
was
you
nice.
Can walk away feeling
you
fine
can walk
about
away.
It.
See, there's a right way and a wrong way to tell me to go shit.
I prefer to do it the wrong way.
Effing years.
I find it amuses me more that way. Not really worried about how you're going to take it walking away. Not my problem cleaning up the collateral damage. Let Joanne handle that. My fucking problem. And you know Joanne's not going to comfort him. Move the peaches over there on my side of the bed. Make your own damn fish sticks.
She said euphemistically.
No, but like this girl in one of the classes, I asked her to hang out, and she said no.
Like that's nasty sort of no?
No, just like no as in not fucking interested. Like,
what? Thank you, no.
It's not like a date, just,
Yeah,
you know, I was always afraid of rejection. Although if there was cash on the line, maybe I would have tried more.
I had this guy that I worked with at the same company, and you know, I it was like a flirtation thing, but I hardly ever saw him because he worked at a different location. We only saw each other every once in a while, so I thought, okay, well, this is something kind of blurring my line. Mm. You know, I mean, we work for the same company, but even if things went south, I wouldn't see him that often,
right.
Kind of thing. So he asked me, "Did I want?" And this is a little bit bizarre, but we were talking about art and things, and he said, "Oh, do you want to go? I'm going to this exhibition of children's art at this it's a school, but it's a whole thing, and it's for charity and stuff." And I was like, oh, that sounds really neat. And I thought, wow, he's asking me to, you know, meet him at the thing. I get there, and he's like, oh, hi, there you are. Here's my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Uh-huh.
What? How about tell me that up front?
Let me tell you something. There was this girl.
You guys have been rejected a lot.
There was this girl.
Never had the balls for it myself.
There was this girl that I knew.
Cool.
Nina.
And is that her real name?
Yeah,
or
Nina. And
we'll call her Nina.
Yeah, she was really nice girl. But
why did we have to write out the other comic's name?
Huh?
Why couldn't we say the female comic that you liked?
Well, I feel fine.
He doesn't want to.
We'll talk about Nina.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, so I went out.
We talk about all this horrible shit.
I dated.
Yeah, but sometimes we don't want to name names. There's occasional people that I won't name names.
It's not like he fucking came at her. Came on the back of her head while she was working on her homework.
Maybe he did.
No. But this girl Nina, I went out with her, and we went on a couple of dates, and you know, thought you liked me. And then she blew me off. Not blew me off. No, yeah. But anyway.
That'd be a good day.
Yeah, I was like, why are you complaining?
She was friends with Anthony's girlfriend at the time. So, okay. Anthony's girlfriend gave her the riot act. How can you treat Joe like this? And blah, 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 blah. You know, and so I asked her out again. And Ant's girlfriend at the time, Carrie, goes, all right, I talked to Nina. You know, she likes you. She's not going to pull at you. So, we went on a date and stuff like that. I call up the next day. She's working at a haircutting place. I go, hi, is Nina there? Oh, she just left with a fiance. And
what,
I'm like,
what?
Oh, who should I say is calling? Tell us stupid's calling.
No, no.
Well, she knew who it would be.
Yeah.
She had a fiance?
Yeah.
And she was dating you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe yeah. She just wanted a meal. I mean, did she hook up with you?
Did we go out? I think we did.
Did you guys kiss?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's See, not a very good fiance.
What? No, I'm floored.
That's a bad fiance.
Yeah, I'm floored. She
so you should take it as a positive. You got enough fucking game to get her.
Hey, I broke up a marriage one time. A wedding.
Well, but not your own.
I broke up an engagement one time. Broke up an engagement one time.
You did?
Absolutely. We were playing.
Joanne wishes it was hers.
Well.
Just so waiting for that magic moment.
You know what's frustrating? I can't even say fuck you. That's too good. Very good.
Joanne would enjoy this show.
Let me tell you, good is funny's funny. But anyway. But there was this one girl, Stephanie. Stephanie lived in Maryland, and the band is playing, and she comes up, and she's looking at me, the whole night. I'm like, wow, maybe she likes me. That night, that particular night, I had a girlfriend, and I just came from a lovely, it was like Christmas or Christmas Eve, a really nice family. I was with her, and I had to do the gig. So I'm like, 7 months later, I broke it up with this girl, and we're hanging out and stuff like that, and she's looking at me all night long, and then she's playing footsie with me under the bar. So we leave the gig, and then we go to the bar with her fiance, my buddy Mike, and her. And Mike and the fiance and her, the girl and the guy is facing me, and my buddy Mike's facing me. I'm holding hands with her under the table.
No!
And apparently there was a bar fight, so my buddy Mike and the fiance go out to see what's going on. We just started sucking face and stuff like that. And then she came up to Maryland one time. She came up from Maryland, and we had a very lovely night.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow. Mm-hmm. And then they wound up breaking up. But the thing was, is I was still in love with my girlfriend I just broke up
with.
Now, it gets better. My girlfriend's girlfriend was dating Joe Buck, Joe Cumia. And I'm like, how can I get it back? I go,
not one of the million bucks on his lawn.
No. Oh,
but
okay.
Joe Cumia. So I'm like, I know what I'll do. Joe's a washwoman. I'll tell Joe what happened.
Joe's a what?
Joe could be a washwoman. Joe loves
like,
gossiping.
Gossiper.
Right.
So
I go, I know how to get my girlfriend back.
Why are you wagging your finger?
I will, because I'm just excited. It's like this don't happen.
I should get that scotch guard.
It's like this don't happen to me much. So
he's gonna squirt.
Yes.
And I go, if I tell
get up the drop cloth.
It's like a Sunday. If I tell Joe will blab it to his girlfriend who blab it to my ex-girlfriend. She'll get pissed and call me. Work like a charm.
Oh!
That Wednesday, are you screwing around with some girl from Maryland? I most certainly am.
Oh, that was great.
And we wound up getting back together again. We got together for another 6 months.
Did you really?
I should have stayed with a girl in Maryland.
Oh.
Yeah, she wouldn't have to live in the same state as you. Everybody would have been happy.
And that's the moral of the story, boys and girls.
If you want to be in a relationship with Joe, move.
Move. Get away.
Don't share a home.
Yeah, be.
You're not going to share a menu or a shopping list.
make it a distance relationship. It'll work really well.
Josie, yeah, he's the only one who has a marriage that they prefer a long distance relationship just for everybody's happiness.
Now, that's not nice.
The only thing, well, I wish he was Skyping this show.
you wanted it to be a long distance relationship too?
No, not at all.
No.
Stupid is much more effective when I could say it right, looking into his eyes.
Yeah, because I'm not believing you, because I know that you guys are playing footsie under the table.
Hey, like I said, when I couldn't come up during a storm, there was the Skype picture is the exact view that I have here.
Yeah,
so it was nice that
it
was like actually being on the show, but I could just turn around and go eat dinner down the hall.
And you didn't interrupt things, so that was nice on our end too. Didn't have you fucking up the technology. Everybody won.
It's going to happen in several minutes.
We need more hurricanes. More gas shortages. That's what we need for the good of the show. My final thing on this thing is I think if you really want to improve morale, because with morale, like we've already touched on, with relationships they end, and then what? You got bad morale.
Yeah.
You paid for a bad product.
Yeah.
You want to have improved morale, and you don't want the downside morale, but you still want to pay for things?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you got this money that you got to burn? Pay for inter-office oral.
Inter-office oral?
Well, sure. Well, because there's no downside. There's no bad feelings. There's no breaking up. Just if you blow Joe, you know, here's 100.
We're speaking rhetorically, aren't
sure,
we?
Sure. When you blow Joe. When you blow Joe. When you move to Maryland and the magic happens. No, but think about that. You know, $90 each piece. You know, he's happy. He's fucking skipping along. Yeah. You know, he hopefully reciprocates. You're fucking happy. Now, it's got to happen before lunch because you're going to need about an hour to fucking cool down after that. Okay. Take a little nap, sleep it off, and then you're going to be hungry.
Yeah, of course.
But you're paying for the best part of the hookup without the hurt feelings. Because hurt feelings are going to ruin morale in the office. Now you can't walk over to accountant because you and Susie had a thing, and now she's seeing Bobby. And now you can't fucking get your payroll done anymore.
Hold on. You think that people who have...
I'm just progressive.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying that you think that people aren't going to have hurt feelings if you have oral?
Not if there's cash involved.
That's prostitution. That's not a
relationship. That's what this is.
I know, but I'm just saying
that. And because it's a Chinese company, you'll probably want to go down on somebody in a half an hour later.
Well, that's so small.
It's quite the work team. What, you don't like my inter-office oral idea?
No, I don't. No, there's still going to be hurt feelings.
Love to see the memo.
Yes.
Joe,
yes.
Do you like inter-office oral?
Yeah, it depends who's doing the blowing.
Well, yeah, that's up for you guys to decide.
You're choosing about this?
If the cleaning lady's going to be doing it, that's to Mista.
She can take out her teeth. It's good.
Yeah. I don't know if the same cleaning lady.
But if you're going to pay to hook up, why not pay for the inter-office oral? Because we've already crossed that line into work going into private life.
Yeah, but you get a choice. Do you get a choice?
No, because I don't want to pay for hookups because that has a downside. This is purely sexual. And the best part is sexual. It's oral, so everybody's going home happy because sex, you know, not everybody's going to go home happy. The guy's going to be done and he's going to need a nap for 20 minutes, but he's ready to go. Meanwhile, the woman's going to be like, all my women are going to be like fucking bitchy, fucking slamming down on my keyboards, breaking shit because they didn't get theirs.
See, that's
enter off as oral. Two women could be doing it. Everybody would. And the guys could fucking chip in if they're watching. So now my company is saving money because the guys are crowding around. Now, sure, it's going to affect productivity during the workday. We just have a longer workday.
You want to know something? It's a good thing you run a small company because I need to see Mr. Davin. We have the
Mr. Davin.
Mr. Davin.
Even if I own a company, I have no last name.
You're a hairdresser.
Mr. Davin, we have this.
Hey.
Mr. Davin.
Where's the blow dryers? Come on, girls. Gather around. It's inter-office oral.
I'm sorry. All I have is blow.
We're the Italian chicks. I want to pretend it's a guy.
Oh God! But we have this year's sales projections. Never mind this. Inter office
oral.
Best Christmas parties ever.
Oh yeah!
Everybody's Secret Santa.
It's no secret.
You want to work at that company?
He wants to be Santa at that company.
It might affect your relationship with your wife, but you know if you're bringing home extra money, what's she gonna fucking say?
Yeah,
more canned yams in the bedroom.
You better sit on my lap.
We can get the good fish sticks. We can get the Gordons. Jill had some in her office oral. I wasn't gonna do it, and now we're eating the good fish sticks.
As long as they're wearing a raincoat,
you can cook them on 700 watts, and they get crispy in the microwave.
My God.
I remember everything.
I know you do. It's scary.
So you got?
I can't believe we speak in front of you.
You don't have a choice.
No.
So I am pro inter-office oral against paying for hookups. That's my stance.
Can I choose neither?
No, not if you want to work in my company.
I'm fired.
Get somebody else with an ass fissure.
Got to sign the company handbook. Are you signing to office oral? Well, you got to sign there.
I'm not touching my handbook.
You're office oral, maybe not for the hookup, right? You're on my side.
I guess, sure.
Sure, exactly. New policy. Inter office.
Because this way, when I get up from my cubicle and go, this place sucks. Really does?
It really does.
On that note, let's take a break. We're going to listen to some Paul Bond, our comedian friend.
You're going to hear a brief noise. Sorry.
Once that starts playing, we'll be back in like 10 minutes getting some inter-office oral. I want to work for another company. I don't like my coworkers. They use teeth. Joe, is this going to happen?
I'm waiting for it to roll.
Oh, good. The new computer's like the old computer.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right, fine. Let me go find a CD.
No, it'll play.
Work. It'll play.
It'll play.
Yeah.
Someday it'll play.
This laptop blows. No, really. Really. I know.
Computers are maddening.
Are they?
Absolutely. They're fucking fussy. Maddening.
They're the worst coworkers.
It is a brand new computer.
I know.
And where I hit, the old computer would have had this playing by now.
And this is a fussy little bitch computer.
Yeah, we're going to put something else in. We're not listening to Paul Bond right now. Sorry, Paul. We'll get that worked out. We're going to listen to some tracks from Timepiece Recording Studio. This is where I recorded my first CD. So I went into the studio and they touched it up. Let's see, is it playing?
They were touching all over it? I bet it doesn't play well. Mm. Get those finger oils on it now. It's stupid.
It's see, it's not so fun, is it?
Yeah.
Right, Joe, hit stop on yours. We're playing on mine. This is the Timepiece Recording Studio. And who is this? This is Hip Hop by Boogaloo. Back in time. In this world of hard knocks, with just one soul to give what the deal is. Ain't no room for tissue paper feeling. Drug dealing, stealing, yeah, the nigga living's a pill. Like the Bowery boys, be gritty yet maintain. Jiggy and hard, feel big rhyming, hard to tell if it is city with. Bill Catch, we play all day, street corn the gambling spots. Don't give a damn if the blocks be hot, we pull up a cot. Stay a while with Popo, circle jerking. Closing in fast, but damn that, long as my legs is working. You ain't catching me without a fight up a chase down. Come on, talk about, turn around and face down on the ground. Residential districts filled with ghetto misfits. A heated habitat, in fact, we catching blisters. Environmental meltdown, ooh, these streets are sizzling. Got ghettos fried like grain on hydroglycerin. Constant friction, incredible heat. Triple inflicted systems make it hard to sleep without a weapon hard to creep. That's why I smoke so much and try not to let it bother me. Intoxicated, constantly pondering on robbery with one life. You only got one life to live in this world of hard knocks. With just one soul to give what the deal is. Ain't no room for tissue paper feeling. Drug dealing, stealing, yeah, the nigga living's a feeling. You only got one life to live in this world of hard knocks. With just one soul to give what the deal is. Ain't no room for tissue paper feeling. Drug dealing, stealing, yeah, the nigga living's a feeling. Have you ever seen a man shed bloody tears with no fear in his heart, no Kool-Aid here? Strictly crimson fluids used to make it power movements. Had to get this cheddar, making worse ways better. In these street shores, the heart beating, stomping concrete without large feet. Holding weight, packing large heat. Deadly realm, let the gods speak. Weaken my speech, not hardly. Reaching my peak, discreetly sneaking on those who sleep. Creams underestimate. Making skills out there, blood is spilled, smelling death up in the air. In the streets in Park Hill, what you expecting? Bodies collect up in the project. Fighting's extinct, nobody flexing the bicep. Nothing from nothing leads to cussing and fussing. Self-destructive mental, I'ma discipline my child. Regardless of how I came up in this cold world quick. See, we all tend to slip, but some just end up in deep shit. It's just one life, you only got one life to live. In this world of hard knocks, with just one soul to give what the deal is. Ain't no room for tissue paper feeling. Drug dealing, stealing, yeah, the nigga living's a feeling. You only got one life to live. In this world of hard knocks, with just one soul to give what the deal is. Ain't no room for tissue paper feeling. Drug dealing, stealing, yeah, the nigga living's a feeling. You only got one life to live. In this world of hard knocks, with just one soul to give what the deal is. Ain't no room for tissue paper feeling. Drug dealing, stealing, yeah, the nigga living's a feeling. You only got one life to live. In this world of hard knocks, with just one soul to give what the deal is. Ain't no room for tissue paper feeling. Drug dealing, stealing, yeah, the nigga living's a feeling. We are back for the second half of the show. The first half of the show flew right by. Before we went to the break, you were listening to Urban Sun. That was the last track that you heard from Timepiece Recording Studios in the Bronx, New York. The first half of the show, very sexual show. It started with Pip's penis. And quickly,
everything starts with my penis.
Quickly devolved from there into work porn and hooking up and getting paid by the Chinese and Joe's rejections. So, so it was like real life.
I just could see the replay, the way the replay is going to read on the website. It's like, you know, Pip's penis, Joe's rejections.
No, I'm going to call that dreams because we went all over the place on that. I'll call it dreams. I'll let the penis sneak up on him.
The way I like it.
Comes not way it comes when you're never looking. Anyway, so let's continue with this whole work theme. It seems to be working well for us today. We're having a fun time with that. And there is something called the work spouse. That is when you are in a relationship of sorts, supposed to be platonic, with somebody who you share your feelings about your work environment with somebody at work. People wind up being very close. I have never had a work spouse. Not that I was aware of, anyway. But my wife had a work spouse.
Really? How did you feel about that?
I fucking smiled and said it was fine, but, you know, what are you going to do? I wasn't thrilled about it, you know. You don't want to be the jealous guy.
Right.
Because, you know, the thing with my wife is, if I ever said, I forbid, ugh, who wants that war?
Oh, no.
No. I save that for my fake wives.
Yeah.
My fake girlfriends from Ghana.
Yeah, bad place.
But, yeah, so, I mean, I wasn't... It's uncomfortable because there is a certain intimacy. I mean, it's a sharing in a world that, you know, when your significant other comes from work, and if you're not in that field, like she works in computers,
yeah.
And she'll tell me about how something happened, and this is before she, no, this went at this company, but he doesn't work there anymore. But anyway, like she tell me what happened, I can nod politely and feign interest and say that's fascinating, mm-hmm. but I don't really have the technical expertise.
Right. Yeah.
But apparently these, I never even heard of a work husband or wife.
Oh, yeah.
So you've known about this for a while.
Absolutely. I had one for 9 years.
I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
She fucking hated you as much as your real wife.
Oh, you too. yeah, let me tell you.
But that defeats the purpose of a work spouse. It's not supposed to be another bad relationship.
I actually wanted to see if you could try to call in. Unfortunately, we couldn't. But, yeah, she was at my new job, I still deal with her all the time. But, yeah, her and I, we were work.
It's like you have a long-distance spousal relationship.
Yeah, we were work partners for 9 years, almost 10 years.
Yeah.
And her and I have been through thick and thin through the company.
But was there ever a feeling for more?
No. No.
Do you think that's the normal way it is, that there's no feeling for more? Because I think if they're both of equally attractive, you know, on the same attractive level, you know, yeah. whether they be threes or tens, whatever the fuck they are.
Right, right.
I think a lot of times there is going to be a certain intimacy, I would think.
I don't know. I can't speak for what other people would or wouldn't do there, but no, I didn't feel that way.
You had a work spouse?
Yes, lots.
She had multiple. She's a fucking Mormon.
Yes, I had multiples.
When? Now?
Yeah, I was thinking about this, and the woman that I work closest with, she's like my work wife, but then
that's different because that's the same gender.
Yeah, but I also have work husbands. You know, like
do you feel intimacy?
No.
Do you ever talk about personal stuff?
Yeah, a little bit, but to a limited level. I mean, I think there's one that it's like it's all one way. He tells me his whole life, but he's like not interested in mine. Like,
but see, my
all.
Wife is like similar. She's like, oh, my friend's telling me this. I'm like, well, what do you say? Oh, I don't say anything. I just listen. Really?
Yeah.
Really? You think I'm going to fucking believe that? Because they say the most intimate things.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that she's blabbing about our intimate things.
Oh, well.
But she says she don't. I do.
Well, yeah.
Actually, yeah, I really don't. Not too much. Well, this has made it worse.
This is over the top. But no, I have one work husband that tells me all kinds of stuff. I mean, like, wow, more than I needed to know.
Now, have you ever do your significant others know about these work spouses?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, Joanne would probably be happy if it was a real spouse. She could.
No, her, my work wife, her and I have been, she used to date, you know, some guys and stuff like that, tell me their whole story. I would tell her, you know, if Joanne and I were having a
So there was intimacy then? I'm not talking about physical. It's intimacy.
There was intimacy, yes. We told, you know.
See, I would think that's threatening. I think that would be threatening for Joanne. I would think. Your real wife?
Not really, because my wife has, you know, work friends. I don't work husbands or wife, but, you know, she tells them.
Do you get jealous?
No, not really.
So I'm like the only one who has like these fucking, but I don't say anything. I'm the only one that was a little jealous. I'm friends with the guy. I mean, you know, it's cool.
Yeah.
You know, I never said, hey man, stop talking to my girl. I never
said, I'm an asshole.
No, I'm not being an asshole, but there was like something like really, oh, everybody's going out drinking tonight. It's fucking great. I never thought it was great. I thought it sucked. Get your ass home. Watch fucking TV with me. Who wants to be a millionaire? Well, look what Ty Regis is wearing, stupid.
Well, in where I used to work with her and I, I started about 3 months before she did. And our department went through a lot of changes. We went through managerial changes. Due to the nature of the job, your ass is always behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a war buddy. I mean, her and I, and then, you know, personal stuff. I used to help, you know, used to help her out. She helped me out, you know. So she's like the sister I never had, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But that's not a work spouse.
But yes, it is, because you argue, you know, the way
from this article, I think the definition of work spouse is potentially if left unchecked. It could lead to something that would get you in trouble.
Well, I mean, I suppose that's their particular definition of it, because I've always considered these people my work spouses, you know, and my closest work spouse. Actually, it's funny because my husband and his wife, we all met at a function for work.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so we like sign off on emails with each other. Like he signs off DTH, daytime husband, and I'm DTW.
So Mr. Helix never gets jealous about this shit either.
No, we introduce them. I go, day husband, meet night husband.
I don't even like that. I mean, I deal with it. I don't like that shit. I knock it off.
He doesn't bring it in at all.
The relationship doesn't progress, nine times out of ten, doesn't progress much more than that. For the simple reason is that you two are in a professional relationship all day. You're trying to earn money, keep your jobs and stuff like that.
But you're spending more time with this person than you are with your real
spouse. But the situation is different because in a work scenario. Now, at my present job, I really don't have a work husband or a work wife. Now, there are two people in...
I would love to if you had a work husband. Yeah. That would give me endless things to talk about.
Yes.
Can we just pretend?
No, I do have a work husband. I have you with this gig.
Yeah,
okay?
You do.
I could do much better than you. I'm not marrying you.
Look, we are an old married couple. Everybody
says
that.
Speak for yourself. I'm a looker in this relationship, mister.
You and I are like an old married couple.
Then you should make me happy because I'm shopping, mister. I can do better.
But
slumming with stupid, bringing his groceries over to my house so we can do the show.
But at present gig, there is two people I work with, you know, man and a woman, that they're work man and wife.
Yeah.
And they berate each other all day long,
those are the worst qualities. I think the support you don't get from
it's
your regular
not a
spouse.
Worse, it's mm-hmm. not a worse, it's not a bad quality because if you can goof on somebody like that, you do have a good relationship where you can, you know a person good enough and you respect them, where you can goof around.
But not everybody's an asshole like we are. You just happen to find somebody in that environment that's as big an asshole as you. Most people are nice. They wouldn't like this type of abuse.
You can't categorize as most people are nice. That's not true.
Well,
at all.
They're not the openly assholes like we are.
No,
but you get in relationships. Maybe people like have that same sense of humor. I mean, every time she calls me at work, she's like, "Hey, fatso, where's my order?"
No,
yeah, she calls me fat. I call a battle axe.
Yeah,
because we've been each. I mean, for God's sakes, I helped her out of the house. She got in a major car accident outside the building one day, and I pulled her out of the wreckage.
Oh my God!
And she goes, "Open my door! Open my door!" I go, "You don't understand. Your door is gone."
Wow!
You know, and I helped her. I thought she was dead. I went out because I heard the accident. I went out and I go, "My God, it's her!" And I was expecting to find her dead.
Yeah.
And I wound up her and I and I, you know, with her ex husband problem there. You know, when Joanne and I go through stuff plus the day to day stuff.
Yes.
Of your bosses busting
so
your
you
balls.
So you don't think
your
like in a moment of weakness, you guys are fucking drinking after work. You don't think in a moment because you guys have had this because clearly there's an emotional thing between you and this other woman who. You don't think it like you're kicking back, you're relaxing, you're stressed about how everything's going in your real personal lives, you're consoling each other. You don't think?
No, because there's so much of a platonic relationship that to do that, you both know that would just be ridiculous.
If she made the move, forget about you. You've been rejected enough. You don't want it anymore. but if she makes the move, you guys are drinking, having some cocktails. She puts her hand on your thigh. All this. You don't think something would happen? Because it stems from deficiencies in your real relationship. That's why you have to run to somebody like this.
Not really.
No.
It's funny because you brought up a hypothetical situation. I wouldn't do anything. In reality,
because you're afraid you get caught, you don't want to lose half your shit.
Not really, no. And in reality, that really doesn't happen when you're in a relationship like that. You know, it's like you're really good buddies. Where it really wouldn't happen. Whereas
I'd fuck any of my friends.
But here's the deal.
Inch away.
If you're working with a girl that you know, you kind of flirt with in another department. And it gets to that situation.
But that's not a work spouse. A work spouse involves intimacy.
Then fine. Yeah. A work spouse, it rarely would happen that way because you have so much of a professional relationship and your partners and your good buddies that it really wouldn't crop up in that thing because you both would know.
I think it totally would happen.
Maybe in other scenarios it could, but I mean,
angels, but other people.
No,
I don't think so. And I'm not downplaying it. You've been on your own doing your own thing for so long.
Well, nobody else will have
you. You really haven't been in a regular 9-to-5.
Not in a long time, but I used to.
Yeah. Used to, but did you have somebody that worked with you directly by your side doing the same thing you guys had to do together?
Well, there was the thing in the high school. You know, where I told you where she was going to go to the prom. No, not to the fucking level.
That's the thing. Now, let me explain. Like, in my job right now, we all handle our own lines. There's nothing, you know, there's not really that much of contact.
Yeah.
But when we were in the purchasing department in my other job, you're there working on orders, getting things done, you know, and it's more like a team effort with that.
Yes.
And you have that relationship. And when you've been with somebody so long,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's like, at my present job, those two people I were talking about, they handle the same line. So they're trying to get orders out and this, that. So they've been doing it for years and years and years that it's just so cemented platonic that you could not bring
it. You can't imagine.
I think that's a female thing, cemented platonic.
No, it's a male thing. It's one of the rare instances where it's actually a male thing.
I think if you're not banging your female friend, it's because she doesn't want to or because you're afraid of losing your shit because you're married.
It would most like a
situation. Oh, they're ugly.
But a situation.
What?
And
even then.
That's right. Even then.
Oh, believe me.
I mean, they got to be a real hag.
Believe me. I've been in situations where it's the house and half my shit and the girl. You know, I believe it. But anyway.
Yeah. So I just spends a lot of time here.
That's right.
It would be most likely to happen with somebody else in another department than the person you're there day to day.
So you think the intimacy is a deterrent?
Yes.
Which explains why your relationship with your wife is so fantastic.
Yeah. No, you know, I'm thinking about my own work husbands. I
don't
one,
think you're supposed to have multiples, you whore.
Well, I do, but none of them are in my department. Mm. They're each in a different department.
Right.
And I grew close to each of them at different points in my career.
Right.
You know, and so, like one kind of grew apart a bit, and one we knew it, we both started at about the same time, and we knew each other only surface level, but we both each had somebody, you know, we were both either dating somebody or now I'm married, you know, so there was never any hint of there ever becoming a relationship between the two of
right.
us, but at one point we did spend a lot of time together, and so we would be talking about what's going on in our lives and everything. So we did share some intimate things, but the whole idea of hooking up with him is just repulsive.
Do you agree you have to tell your real significant other about this person?
I think you should.
Actually, you should. And basically,
and now what happens if your significant other goes, I don't like that.
Well, that's tough shit. Because
that's kind of tough shit.
It is tough
really.
Shit. Yeah.
So you're telling your loved one who you have to live with, fucking walk it off.
Because
so you can
that relationship is pretty much a professional relationship.
People are insecure.
But right. If they know the person, and chances are, if you've known that person and you're in that, you know, that work relationship, chances are you go out for drinks, you'll invite your wife to come and hang out and stuff like mm-hmm. that. My wife knows her very well.
Yeah, but there's also like just office events. Like my wife will have that. Well, the departments go,
that.
You know, quarterly, you know, go out to dinner and they fucking drink and whatnot.
I've gone to dinner with vendors with her.
Yeah.
If a coworker passes away or a family member, her and I would go either representing the company, her and I, or, you know, we would go to, you know, funerals and stuff like that, you know, if it's a friend of the company or if it was a business associate, we go representing the company.
Right.
I've gone to seminars with her. You know, it's
sounds hot.
We were both, you know, purchasing agents. That was our job. That's what our deal was and stuff like that. We both were behind the eight ball all day long. We both did share a lot of our information because we worked together, and it was her and I through
thick and sex.
Her and I
sharing the
thin.
Information.
But her and I through thick and thin. And the thing thing with why you would say a relationship, we would fight like hell too and lay into it. Pretty much the same way you and I do.
I'm not fucking you.
I know, but still.
As much as he begs.
But that's the thing. Even if
I like the fact that Joe's always the one asking.
Was the one, my odd serious moment. But basically, you're in this survival type of relationship, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, you are.
I don't know. I mean, listen, you guys are older.
Yeah.
In your careers and in where you are in life.
Right.
I think, you know, you knock it back 10, 15, 20 years. Everybody's younger. You know, the work spouse is young. I don't know. I don't like it.
I don't like it at all. You want to know something?
I've been there.
I knocked it back 10 years. This was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
where I'm now. Do you guys set boundaries, or is it boundaries are just assumed? Like, what happens if your work spouse goes, you know, I'm really horny or whatever the fuck. I don't know. Something really intimate, or I'm banging this guy or girl, depending on.
You would talk about it the same way. Let's say that you were, you know, we were both single. Really horny. I go, you know, you just goof about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Or give them pointers like where to go meet people or what to do about
when
it.
You're in that situation. When you're
you don't offer yourself up.
When you're in that situation day
I'm
in.
I'm beating the shit out of my cat, by the way, underneath the table. I'm a stable.
Whose tail?
I stepped on his tail. Our tail.
Babums. But when you're in that relationship, it's so day in, day out, platonic. just trying a work relationship.
Make up a word or two while you're at it, Joe.
Yeah, but you know, it, platonic.
It's platonical. It's platonical. What's that going on, eh? It's all good. Platonical. I'm telling you.
But, but you know, it really, and 99% of those relationships stay platonical just due to the nature of
you
the
thing. You think 99%? I think a lot of them become more.
I wouldn't be able to hazard a guess on what percentage, but I do think that the thing is that you do become this buddies in the trenches, and it is slow platonic. It's not something that you're thinking about, you know, taking it to a sexual level. Because, now, you said something interesting, though, that you felt that...
Really?
Yeah, you did. you said that you felt, or from the article, that the work spouse is because of a deficiency in the home relationship. I don't believe that's true. Well,
no, it's not.
Because, it starts as work things.
Yeah.
You're bitching about your boss.
Yeah.
And then you start bitching about your personal life because you're not communicating necessarily with your real significant other.
Oh, but, you know, it's because you have that basis of it's not a deficiency in your relationship if your real spouse isn't your everything. Because that person, there's no one person in the world that can be your everything.
I'm my everything.
But besides, the planet's gliding around you.
You don't.
Glad we understand.
All
you
right.
Don't get much free time when your relationship, like, let's say you go
to lunch with them.
We would go to lunch on occasion. But here's the deal. We talk about business, this, that, and the other
thing. Take smoke breaks together?
No, not really. But that much.
You could. A lot of people do.
You could. But here's the deal.
We just did. Are we going to screw?
You would talk about
it. I don't want to see it. But I don't care.
Here's the deal.
Neighbors don't want to see it.
Like, no, they don't.
You know, she might talk about a boyfriend and this, that, and the other thing. Oh, well, Joanne and I fought. Blah, blah. The phone rings. This was supposed to go out next day. Why didn't it go? Well, I don't know. Well, you guys got to find out. And that happens every 10 minutes. Why didn't we get the whole ship? Well, why? You're talking about personal things, but you're also getting things done.
Right.
And that's why it mainly stays platonical, because you're
keep on making that a word.
Yeah.
Platonic, stupid.
He's stuck in a rut with it.
See, we've got a work relationship.
Oh, I know.
See,
you do.
My work husband. But
I could do better. I still hold fast.
Shut up. But you see, and that's why, because basically you're concerned with the day in and day out of business, where you don't, you know, you make, you it basically, we had a fight this morning, blah, blah, blah. Phone rings. Did you know that was supposed to go out second day air? No. Oh, for Christ's sake. And that's why there's not that much time.
I want
really
my significant other as isolated as possible without being a pain in the ass. Because if they're too isolated, then you're their everything, and I don't need that type of pressure.
No.
I don't want to be their everything. Well, I want to be their most things.
Well, you know, they would be your most things, but they can't be your everything. I mean, that's why every spouse, you know, you have your guy friends or girlfriends that you go out and do, you know, oh, we're going to have a girls' night out. You're not
but
jealous,
you know,
of them.
You know what it is? I don't really go out anymore. Like, what I say, oh, you guys say, hey, you going out? No, I'm fucking going to work. Well, it's like having a good time. Not really. Look at the acts I have to watch.
It's not having a good time.
No, I mean, she came with me. I mean, she came with me to TGI Fridays on Wednesday when I was
game night?
Yeah, when I was hosting game night. Wasn't as exciting as she envisioned. Now I had people faking orgasms.
You did?
Doing bingo. I'm very good at this.
Awesome.
But, yeah, well, you'd fucking try to get people to fake an orgasm. Let me tell you something. Well, the black waitress gave a great fucking orgasm.
Really?
For 15 tickets.
You want?
Awesome.
You want to know something? I gave a look, and you jumped the gun on that. I was going to say you got a pretty good pimp hand.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
You were about to...
I do have a good pimp hand. When I'm single and I need it for myself, pimp hand stinks. But now that I don't give a shit, if I just... I can hook other people up.
Yeah.
I can never hook me up.
Oh, professional Yenta.
I am a professional, yeah. Because you know what it is? I'm fucking shy. I suck. I don't like to talk to people. I don't like to talk to people now.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, really.
Now, I'm the same way. I find I'm the same way.
You're more antisocial than I am. You're completely unapproachable.
And I'm getting worse by the day. Now, I want to bring something up. And it's a little off topic, but just really quick. I was doing a gig.
I was doing a gig
a couple of gig weeks ago. I had a pretty good set. And the other four guys who were on the show had a good set, too. And I had a really good set. People were coming up to them, and they weren't coming up to me. And I'm like, I go, I did just as well. I go, do I look that unapproachable?
Do they have merch?
No. Huh. Just hanging out.
What's the point then? Why hang out?
Well, that when you
who wants
those...
to fucking stand by the door and glad hand if you don't got t-shirts?
Because the club requires it.
Oh, fuck them.
Yeah, no. But you know, but
I don't know. Are they a work?
I hate that shit. Yeah, I need you to do your job and entertain the people, and then pat them on the ass on the way out. Fuck you.
Yeah, but there some you know with certain jobs there are certain things that just come along with the job that
yeah
you,
Joe.
But you didn't necessarily. You didn't know.
I feel like you bought a farm and I'm the old mule.
He's going to be glue any day now.
It's like, what the fuck do we do with him? Jesus Christ.
Work around him.
Swat flies with his tail and eat oats. I don't know.
He's an unapproachable old mule. Can't be broken.
Yeah, we called the glue factory. They said, fuck you. I don't know what to do with this thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Very well put, mule. I mean, Joe.
He's too old for us to make glue out of. We don't know what to do with it.
If the glue is clumpy, we don't want it. It must be crazy glue. Huddle, huddle, ho. Oh,
no, but what I'm saying is that, for example, last night, Mr. Helix had a gig. And I went, a couple of my girlfriends came out to watch the band, and it was really nice. But there are a few people that follow the band, you know, because there are a bunch of different bars that they play in that the same kind of crowd goes, oh, they're playing their good time, and they
go. Cool.
That's good. So I do get to, I don't know these people personally, but I do know them on site, and now they know me on site.
Right.
And they know that I'm, you know,
I'm with the band.
Yeah. So they know I'm a spouse of the band, and they say hi to me, and they want to talk.
She fucks everybody in the band.
I do. I can't help myself. It's really bad that I'm now by marriage related to three people in the band. But, my husband.
I don't need
his brother.
I don't need
and his brother-in-law.
I don't need the trick.
All right. Anyway.
Let me help you. Please, go on.
Okay. So there are people that they want to come over and have a conversation with me. And I'm not usually, I didn't think I was shy, but I don't want to talk to them because I'm like, what the hell am I going to talk to you about?
Yeah, but you're very approachable.
Yeah, I have that face.
You seem very not likable. Joe, not so much.
But here's the thing. When, like I said,
I'll swap.
Going back to that night when
you bang the drummer.
When the other people.
Joe's like, why not? I'm fucking banging the lead singer to get him to come to my show.
Yeah. But here's the thing. That same night, when people were talking to the other people, weren't talking to me. I'm like, good. I don't really feel like dealing with people and talking with them.
But you talk
for a living. Because you don't need the attention all the time. So many artists need to be constantly loved.
Yes. I guess.
But I understand exactly what you're thinking. Because you don't want to have the act of talking with them. You don't want to actually engage in the conversation. You want to feel, though, that they want to talk to you.
Yes.
No, I understand
that. I am not a big, and believe me, when you say I talk for a living, I talk everything I do. Mm-hmm. Everything I do. I
should probably do
something else.
You know what? Yes, I know. Sometimes I fail miserably at it most times, but everything.
Wow, glue.
Everything I do, I talk for a living.
It's talking.
Like sometimes, like, yeah. he'll tell me, why did you call me at lunch? You didn't call me at lunch. Because, dude, I just took 75 phone calls.
I'm so sick of talking to people.
Between 8:30 and 1, you know? And it's like, you just.
Email.
And then you do all that. Yeah. Shut up. You just need a breather.
I sent six emails. I don't hear a response. I wonder if Joe's mad. Yeah,
but still, even at the club, you know, my onstage personality and my offstage personality are pretty is different. You know, where I might be more animated and stuff like that. Offstage, I'm very quiet. I'm not the. I'm a pretty boring person, to tell you the truth. You know,
I've traveled with him. I can vouch.
Yeah,
for that.
I am. I really am.
Read a sign here. Read a sign there. God damn it! It's not that exciting.
I'm really a boring person.
You're actually not. Once you get to know you, you are a miserable son of a bitch. And you are completely unfriendly. But once you get to know you, you're not fucking boring.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about that.
I mean, you're very fun to make fun of. And you swipe back once in a while, too, and that's kind of amusing.
I'm friendly, in some instances I'm not. But
you're definitely much more unfriendly than I realized before we started this show.
You're very right, because when we started doing more work together, I go, boy, he's going to realize.
And yet I still try to take him on the road with me as much as I can, because I'm an asshole.
The gig is up. He knows now. Maybe you have a different personality with men than you do with women, because I don't find you unfriendly at all. I find you approachable.
You know what, though? If I get to know you and stuff like that, like at a party, I'm not good at parties.
Yeah.
You know, maybe at the compound it's different because there's a lot of people there I know. But if I'm at a party, like, I'll give you a perfect example. My wife has a friend, family friend, and we'll go to his party. You know, he'll have a party. I will be there for about maybe 10 minutes, and then I got to split.
Yeah.
Because they're more like yuppie-ish and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And with my group of friends, everybody I know, with the exception of one guy, my buddy Dave, everybody I know is in the entertainment business. It's either a musician, they're a comic, they're there. So you're so used to hanging out with them where you go to a party with accountants and stuff like that. You know, you're not talking about what this agency. And it kind of sounds kind of snooty, but I'm sorry. That's the friends I've had. These are my acquaintances, my buddy. Yeah. And that's what we're used to. I'm sorry.
But you're better than me. At least you have like a whole bunch of, I got fucking nobody. Like there's no, like I don't need to talk to people. I'm very happy doing my own thing. And it's very sad. And when I go to a party, I don't need to talk to people. When I go to family events, I don't need to talk. Talk about fucking boring. I stink.
That's so weird because you're so gregarious. I can't imagine.
It's like the big bucks that I get paid for this.
If we're hanging out at like your wife's friend's party and it's like, so what do you do?
Maybe laugh.
Hanging out with the Lollipop Guild?
That's my yuppie voice. Really? I'm an accounting and I do accounting and I coach. So who gives a shit? You know, usually we're used to.
What about me?
But usually it's like when you know, with the people that we know. So you were at the Borgata. How's the Borgata? You still bringing it? You're so used to.
But I was in that. I was in that situation last night where people wanted to talk shop to me and I didn't want to fucking hear them either.
Really?
They were like, yeah, like theories of comedy and everything, and this is why this works and that works. I guess it's really interesting shit.
Yeah.
I guess I don't fucking care.
Well, that's where you and I see, that's where you and I are different, because I'm in, and we were I was working a couple of weeks ago, and we were having a discussion. I was talking to a couple of the guys, and the guys had a unique situation.
Yeah.
And we were talking comedy theory and stuff. That shit I love. I don't like talking to some guy about his accounting job and his kids playing soccer. I give a shit less. You know, it's the group of people you hang out with, the friends you've always had in this certain area.
Yeah.
And you're so used to that. When you go to something else, I just sit in the corner. I don't give a shit.
I have a unique situation that when I go out to the gigs with my husband and his band, and I'm seeing a lot of the same people, but I don't drink when I go to the gigs.
Right, right.
And everybody is getting their drink on. And so I have to suffer I have to suffer a lot of drunken conversation with people that I barely know.
Sucks.
And it's mind-blowingly boring. Mm. And, it's like, because it's sort of like being the first lady in a way. Yeah. You know, it's like I have to be nice to these people because they're following my husband's band. So it's sort of like I have to be like, oh, yes, I'm entertaining your fans in a way. But I could really do without having 90% of those conversations.
Yeah.
Really, here. You know. And I have to go over and be friendly and nice and stuff. And it's like sometimes it's okay, but I really, when you're not drinking and everybody else is, oh, God, kill me. Because the level of discourse is in the gutter. I don't mean that they're talking about sexual stuff. Yeah. But it's just like, I listened to this story about this guy and like the week they were having and, you know, kill me.
And even like at weddings, I'm not very good at weddings anymore.
Yeah.
I really don't like
anymore?
Weddings.
Anymore? What were you, the fucking life of the party back
then?
No,
but I used to tolerate them more. I think the last good time I had at a wedding was actually yours.
It was a very good wedding.
Yeah,
it was a good wedding.
You guys all ruined it. Well, not you.
I went to a wedding maybe about 2 years after that. It was a Friday night wedding. It was one of my wife's coworkers, and I just sat there and had the shittiest time.
Oh,
I wanted to shoot myself.
But you know what? Here's the thing for people like you and I, Joe. There's a certain expectation that we're the life of the party.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
And you know what? We're just like you and I. And there's a lot of comics that want to continue to be the life of the party.
They're
always
on.
Yeah, they're always on.
A handful of them, most of us are very anti-social. And that's what a lot of people that don't know really comics
don't know.
We're really maybe about 80% of maybe 20% of the comics are the over the top guy.
Yeah.
The rest of us, we're very
quiet.
Yeah, very quiet. We just want to be left alone.
Not to sound cocky, our job to people is very interesting.
Right.
Yes.
I don't know if they want to hear all the bullshit we have to deal with, but it's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
The vast majority of their jobs are not interesting to anybody.
Yeah.
But you got to
even them.
But you got to stand there and feign interest. And, you know, they want to tell you a joke and they want you to tell them a joke. And it's just like, can I watch the Jets lose and be left alone?
Well, it's almost like if you're a Playboy model, it's like you go up to somebody and they find out.
I know how that feels.
I don't know how that feels, but I'm just imagining they're just like, you guys, it's like, oh, tell me a joke. They're just like, could you show me your tits? It's like, I'm a person now.
Most comics are fairly intelligent. I think a lot of models are rather vapid.
Yeah, I would think so.
So I think they're happy to strut and show their tits.
Yeah. Maybe they would be. I don't know.
Show your punchlines.
It's interesting. There's a comic that I work with, and he has a reputation. I'm not being the most outgoing person, a very quiet guy.
Okay.
And I wound up working with him one weekend, and it's kind of funny. And I'm off stage. I'm not that outgoing. I'm very quiet.
Yeah.
And the funny thing
So
the funny thing is that we're sitting at the table, and a couple of people talk, and he's just sitting there not really saying it. I'm sitting there not really saying anything.
Yeah.
And he looked at me like, this guy's just like me.
Yeah.
So he's like, what do you think the Giants are going to do tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, I think all right. And then and this is after about 15 minutes of just not saying anything. And we started talking because we both realized that, you know, I'm not really a toy. And he realized I'm not like the over-the-top comic that wants to talk. I just want to just chill and mellow up. Also, yeah. Another thing is a lot of the guys coming home from shows, and I don't even know if I told you this, but, you know, a lot of the guys love to call each other and stuff like that. Coming, how was your gig? How was your day? Oh, it was great, Greg.
I used
a
to
lot
do
of
that.
The guys,
not anymore.
Yeah. I don't care. When I am done, I want to crank up XM, listen to and just be left the
you alone. Know what you should be doing? You should be listening to our show. Put it in the car if you had a smartphone or something.
No.
Our show's very entertaining. Don't say no, asshole.
I don't mean no like that. I don't mean no like that. Dude, I did our show. I just did a live show. I'm sitting in the car. I'm getting away from the business for my 2.5 hour ride home.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know exactly what
nothing
you mean.
Nothing against you, nothing against the show. I've
let's get
I'm
to
done.
Know, Joe.
I'm
yeah,
done.
Yeah.
You know, I'll pick it up. I'll pick
usually
it up.
Usually that happens halfway through the live show.
No.
I'll pick it up. Fucking staring down at his computer. We'll handle this.
Saturday night, I did a Friday show. I just did two shows. I just did show. I did show prep during the day. I'm done. I'm chilling out, man.
Yeah.
I'll pick it up tomorrow.
Well, that's what I'm like on the weekends, though.
Yeah.
It's sort of, well, I've had days at work where I'm just like, everybody get off of my teats. Yeah. I am done. Everybody stop suckling.
What is there, a fucking line?
Stop suckling.
That's not hot at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah, really.
No, it's
anytime
not.
You say teats.
Teats. Well, teats. No, because I feel like, you know, like a sow and everybody's suckling. You know, it's like, get off.
You're
off,
ruining
off,
them.
Off. Yeah, no. And then
you're ruining the girls.
They're saggy and floppy and no.
Oh!
Get off!
We
get
need a fucking
off.
Hot number three, Joe.
Yeah, I know you do.
Somebody doesn't fucking refer to herself as a sow and have fucking teeth. I don't think it's that hard to get that type of upgrade, Joe. Seriously. We got ass fissures, teats, and sows out of this one. Really? And an imaginary cock. This is the best you and I can do? Are you fucking kidding me?
Sorry.
I can do better. We can carry a show. Somebody just sits there, looks pretty, and doesn't say teats. We'll be fucking ahead of the game. Are you fucking kidding me?
Is that what you expected?
You know, listen, Missy, this is going to be a video visual real soon.
I know, but
and they always want to see what the girl looks like. The girl sounds hot.
Oh.
Fucking play it up, stupid.
Oh, sorry.
Miss Cox and Teats.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you knew what I was coming into.
I didn't know. Is this
they
bad?
They didn't know. Oh, yeah, I know. Here it is, full bore. So
tear down this whole show.
Feel bad for Mr.
We're trying to give him
cleaning up
ass.
The den.
We're trying to give him tit and ass, and you're giving him dicks and teats.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Cut it out, stupid.
Ixnay on Akinkebe.
I feel like a sow. Really? Take it on the hit the brick, stupid.
Ixnay on the eaten TKAB.
Fucking ruin it. It's much better when I'm dating the band. That's a much better fucking image for the listeners. Fucking asshole. People think I'm an asshole, but I'm always thinking, how can the show be better? You're like, I feel like a sow. They're suckling on my teeth. That's not a good way. That's not a good move for the show.
It's not a good thing at work either. Trust me.
It sucks.
I'm like, everybody
I
off.
Deserve better.
Leave me alone.
Fucking deal with it.
Let him snap back into shape. God damn it.
Snap back into shape. What are you fucking tripping over him on the way in? Kong's tripping over your teeth walking behind.
Yeah, you think he's clumsy. It's my teeth.
Move teeth. Trip him over.
Nobody wants to hear about you playing double dutch with your teats.
Double dutch.
Kong go by cat toy way. Teats another way.
Kong stuck.
Kong stuck. Kong no pass.
Climb roof, come out the other door. Ruining. Think about it before you speak, stupid.
Sorry.
I'm
spitting
all over the place. I'm very upset.
They're big.
I've ruined my screen.
They're big.
And
bouncy.
Teats.
Yes, my teats. No, they're big, bouncy, and firm. You happy now?
Okay, good.
I would be.
And their tits.
If it was true.
Their tits. And their
then
tits.
I could have a, then I could have a work spouse that I was interested in.
Sorry.
This job would be a lot better.
I know. Sorry to ruin it for you. Again.
People blow.
Look at him. He's totally worked up now.
And it, yeah, he blessed you up more that day. We got to be positive, aren't we?
I'm sorry, Joe. I couldn't take it anymore. I apologize, but a sour with teeth? Really? You weren't thinking it?
No, yeah, you got to join the line. All right.
Hey, I'm eating my hairy ass and I'm scratching myself. Look at my balls dragging against my knees, swinging it, sticking to the side of my leg.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, it's kind of rough trying to peel them off with that wart sticking off it.
Yes.
Looks like a volcano on the side of Mars. Not good.
I got a ball fissure.
Yeah.
Ball.
Why are the ratings down?
Really? You
was
might want to think about
it,
assholes.
Was it the ball fissure? Was it?
Oh. I'm going to fucking Photoshop you out of our picture.
Stop it.
Do it.
Stop it.
I would be the happiest
I'm
going to
Photoshop all of us out of this picture. Fucking get some models.
Yeah, put Mavis and Agnes in.
Mavis, Agnes, there you go.
There you go.
That's not a bad
put
idea.
Put little cowboy hats on them.
It's the show of does, Dan.
Yeah, it's baiting, yeah, it's baiting morons. Might as well bait the customer freaking audience.
Not the worst idea.
Yeah really?
All right. Let me calm down.
Let me take a deep breath.
All right, labor arguments, now that we just had one. Segways, kids.
Segways, oh, that's
girls.
Funny.
All segways.
Nauseous. So, we'll try to serious it up a little, I guess.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of like panicking that Obamacare is coming in, and nobody really knows what it is, so you hear all this stuff. We're going to have to charge 15 cents more pizza. Really? We can fucking afford it, stupid.
You want to know something?
I can afford 15 cents more for a shitty Papa John's pizza.
You want to know something? A lot of, my own included, are having projections that there's going to be a big turndown since he got elected president.
Well, the problem was, and I don't want to get into it, the problem was he didn't go for single payer. He went for this shit. That's the problem with it. Because if he went for single payer like the left really wanted, you wouldn't have this right now. Everybody would just be paying higher taxes. We go, okay.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of like, I mean, we got to see how it plays out. And that's not the point of this. But the way it's being played in the media, it's all falling onto the businesses. I think they're going to get a lot of tax credits and deductions to offset that. I think that's really
good. They're going to worry. That's the good part about having like the Republicans and the Republican side. This House Speaker
there's a good
Republican.
Part.
Well, because they compromise. They have to compromise.
Well, I look forward to the compromise. If they were actually both compromising, that would be very good.
They have no choice. They better damn well by the end of the year.
But anyway, you're hearing some of these big businesses. Denny's, actually the one guy, one Denny's franchise owner got told to knock it off by the corporation because he was going to like, he was like doing, I don't remember what the story was, but he was doing something against Obamacare or something.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yeah, and you hear these stories where they're going to lay people off. Because of Obamacare.
Preemptively.
Yes, preemptively. We've talked about that. You're hearing a lot of paranoia and hype and hysterics. And, you know, people think, well, this has never happened before. Actually, this has happened a lot.
Hold on. What is those little licorice treats on that napkin?
No, they're
candy.
Candy corn.
They're sniffies.
How about the fact
something?
That she's got two fingers up her nose during the show? That's not the part that you find off-putting.
Oh, boy, snot and candy corn. Oh boy,
they're candy.
And back with
green orange
on
treat
on my napkins because I have to blow my nose.
Okay,
excuse me.
Right. Blow. Hold on. Wait,
pulse
wait. Well,
pulse of team
Pip
and radio.
The sexy.
I didn't know that was all on me. Well, that's quite a burden, and I'm the wrong woman.
Teats, cock, and snot.
On Javin's Den.
On Javin's Den.
6:30 p.m. Eastern. Check your local affiliates.
Back to the show.
Rather not, I'm going to hurl, but okay. Anyway, so like there's a lot of like, oh my God, the sky's falling, everybody's going to let each other off. And people are like, well, this has never happened again. Actually, historically, throughout our history, whenever there is enactment by government, big business does
panic.
It does panic, and we hear all this. So we found some of these. For instance, child labor laws. And this was to fight the child labor law. New Jersey statute was opposed bitterly by Glass. It was a glass manufacturer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They said it was going to ruin the glass industry. Okay.
And
the Chinese ruined that.
The new child labor law making the willful employment of children under the age of 14 years a misdemeanor will be fought both in and out of the courts by the glass manufacturers who claim the glass industry will be ruined by the measure. Here's my thing. If your business needs to rely on child labor to make a profit, you suck at your business.
Yeah.
Maybe your business is not that important. Maybe we don't need glass.
Well,
we'll go to styrofoam.
No, of course we need glass, but it's like then you have a bad business model to start with.
Yeah, exactly. It's a shitty argument. If we can't have 9-year-olds, what are we going to do?
So they lose a couple of fingers. So what? They have more.
Walk it off, Junior.
You know, it's funny. I could take I usually take the opposite. Oh, you got to understand. No, that's pretty fucking archaic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but if you were living in those times, like your age now, mm-hmm. You'd be arguing with me. Now it's just accepted. You can't, you, just like you can't screw the children show, you can't hire the children.
Yeah.
Jim, you can't screw the children.
We can't have kids blowing glass. They have to blow football coaches.
Oh, God.
In the South, this was argued, if without slavery, we'd have no cotton. The first and most obvious effect would be to put an end to the cultivation of our great Southern staple. Imagine an extensive rice or cotton plantation cultivated by free laborers who might perhaps strike for an increase of wages.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. To strike for an increase. No, wages.
Wages. In the first place.
I think Walmart had issues this year.
Yeah, right.
At a season when the neglect of a few days would ensure the destruction of the whole crop, even if it were possible to procure laborers at all, what planter would venture to carry on his operations under circumstances?
Gonna hire people.
Yeah, but basically, fuck listen. You. If we gotta pay for people, then we're not gonna do business.
I mean, beyond just housing them in the most minimal and animalistic, you know, ways possible. No, we actually have and feed them, and we have to give them money.
Let me ask you: is slavery worth comfy shirts and blankets?
Absolutely.
Is cotton ain't gonna pick itself?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I really like my cotton. I don't know what we're gonna
you
do.
You know, here's the real flaw with this.
Free labor. Here's
the real flaw with it. It shows how ignorant the South was of the Mexican worker.
They had no idea this resource they had just a
all
few
he
miles
had to do
away.
Was gallop down to the 7-Eleven and pick up some in the wagon, and there you go.
Well, let's not. We're laughing at this shit now.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Because it's so long ago,
that
and I hazard,
ridiculous.
Yeah, in 50 years, it's going to be the same thing with the healthcare. That, you know, if we have a show in 50 years on the internet, we can only hope.
Yes.
That we'll be going, you know, we'd be laughing at this. It seems
Alzheimer's.
Well, people, I mean, in 50 years, people would be saying, can you even believe the United States didn't have healthcare for people? Can you even believe
exactly.
that?
Exactly, and that's why I laugh at all this. The railroads. The railroads have estimated that would cost them $50 million a year to give the members of the four brotherhoods the 8-hour day, and they are by no means assured that other workers such as telegraphers and switchmen will not try to come in under its benefits, thus increasing the cost still further. Oh my God, people only want to work 8 hours.
Well, hey, hold
Bums.
On a second. Was this a problem? Didn't the Chinese come and build our railroads? Now, see, they're enacting their revenge now with the 99-cent store goodies.
Those Chinese.
But you
can't even imagine this being an argument today. Now, I mean, we all work more than 8 hours now because it's expected.
Yes.
You don't have to, but we strongly advise you do.
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
It's crazy, though.
This is when the unions actually had their purpose.
Sure.
Yes, yes.
You know, this is that, you know.
Social security.
Because the people would be abused without them, like
yeah.
terribly.
Yeah.
Social security. One employer tells me this lawyer will increase his cost between 10 and 15%. If this is added to selling prices, what will it do to sales and hence employment? If it is taken out of the labor fund, what will we do to the purchasing power of all who work for a living and hence to national prosperity? That's from the New York Times.
Well,
holy shit, does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Yeah.
But still, have we really, I'm not saying Social Security is bad, but just have we really figured out Social Security? I mean, they're still figuring out, you know, they're trying to figure it out.
No. Everybody wants Social Security.
I know.
That's what they're figuring out. How to keep it going.
How to keep it going. That's what I mean.
Here's the problem with this argument, though, Joe. Social Security puts money in people's pockets after they retire.
Yeah.
That's what Social Security is. I find the purchasing power of people who are starved to death is none. I find that if you have no money and you're dead, you can't buy shit anyway.
That was
Joe, I'm waiting for the counter argument to that.
No, really, that because basically lame-os. it's because here's the deal. I mean, it's Social Security will kill the American prosperity. One employer tells me this law will increase his cost between 10% and 15%, but is added to the selling price. But the only thing about that is you get deductions for Social Security. So how is it going to increase their cost when you get your
paycheck? It's the same thing I was arguing with Obamacare. There's going to be deductions.
Yeah.
They're not going to make small business cover it all.
Yeah.
And business and this is the problem with the healthcare. It's very similar to what we had. It's just eligible to more people. I don't think it should be in the workplace. I think it should be separated from the work.
Yeah, but the thing that scares me, and we'll just touch on this briefly, is that I do the same problem with Social Security where the government is running it not effectively may be the same problem with Obamacare.
Well, we got to see what happens with Obamacare.
Yeah.
And we've talked, it's not like big business doesn't fuck shit up. Hello, banks, we're looking at you.
On the other side, though, and I agree with you that there's definitely mismanagement in the Social Security and Medicare and welfare and all
but everybody,
you know, government
but
agencies.
But everybody wants Social Security. It's like everything else.
I didn't finish my point.
No, I know you didn't.
No. It's not to say that there aren't ways that it can be run better. But the thing is, imagine the world now without it. Imagine what seniors would be going through now, living longer.
Well, that's what I said.
Like they did.
Well, no, they wouldn't because they'd be dead. They'd be in the streets.
Well, that's the problem with the Social Security because Americans are living longer. Mm-hmm. They're paying out more and it's not enough work. Well, because of the average life. I mean, you know, grandparents.
Well, that's why they're talking. That's why they're talking about extending the age for retirement.
Yes,
which sucks because I mean, Americans work more than anybody else.
Yeah,
we don't get vacations. We're encouraged not to take vacations.
Right,
fucking sucks.
No, and then they're saying, okay, now work longer, Granny. So, you know,
Granny's a greener.
But
greeter,
even what you get in Social Security at the end, I get my, not at all. My statement, I think I'm going to be getting, when I'm at retirement age, I will be getting probably about $1,500.
Oh my God.
You know, and you look at the projection, I'm sure you guys get them because
these are real. I don't see my Social Security's gonna be like bullshit because I don't really work for a business.
Yeah. But they do show you the projection.
Come on, honey, keep working.
Yeah.
You know? So but basically when they had this statement was kind of wrong because it is deducted from your paycheck, so it's not going to affect the business.
But it's the same thing that they're arguing now against Obamacare. Cigarettes. The Tobacco Advisory Committee, representing the manufacturers, this is from the New York Times, called the ban unjustified and said it would not solve the question of smoking and health. This is talking about the advertisements all over the place, like the billboards that they used to have.
And they used to have ads on TV too.
Yeah. A spokesman said that all cigarette advertising was brand advertising, and there was little or no evidence that this had increased the consumption of individual smokers.
Yeah.
To me, this is the same thing as the coal industry pushing clean coal. It's just throwing you out there so you don't fucking look at the science.
Yeah.
Here, we're going to put this argument out there. Maybe you'll look at this bright, shiny thing. We know their product. We know smoking is bad for us. Well, we know coal is bad for the earth.
But we also know that all the smoking advertising did encourage people to smoke because it was in your face all the time.
I think it was more peer pressure than the ads.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I think it was more than peer pressure. I never saw an ad and go, oh, man, I got to. I see that cow. I want to be just like that camel and puff butts. I was the peer pressure of the back hall, hanging out in the back hall, everybody smoking butts.
I was just watching a movie this morning from 1931 with Faye Ray. I didn't even know there was a W in her name until I saw it.
Oh, really?
It was some fucking flying a dirigible. That's where I got that word before. He's flying a blimp to the South Pole and everything. But whatever, they're fucking smoking.
Yeah.
Like she's like all up in hand and hail
puff butts
everybody.
Back then.
And they still do it. It's gotten to the point now where I see in like a movie, it's like, it's kind of odd. Cause like 30 years ago, it was like really cool to smoke. But now you see, I go, that's weird.
Now I wonder when I see people smoking in movies, I think, does that person really smoke in real life or did they have to learn how to smoke for the movie and how are they going to quit when they're done?
Mm.
You know, it's
well,
really
I don't
weird.
Think that would hook you.
You'd be surprised.
All right. This is the city urged to drop its cigarette tax from the New York Times on June 16th in 1939. Reenactment of the city's 1 cent a packet tax. You wish.
The days. Oh,
on
the
cigarettes
days.
Will defeat its own purpose by driving thousands of small retailers out of business, the Finance Committee of the City Council was told yesterday at a public hearing. this is right there with the Obamacare. It's going to kill a little bit of small business.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's the right thing. It's the same thing. It's not going
to. No, it's not because
it's going to hinder it.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You will see. You will see.
Well,
all right, 1930s, Joe.
Ask any small business. Have you talked to any small business owners about this? Why don't you talk to them?
I'm not talking to one right now.
Why don't you talk to them?
Who have you spoken to?
A lot of small business owners. I deal with them every day, day in and day out, and it's going to cut profit. It's going to cut profits. It's going to cut expansion.
Oh, sure, it's going to suck that there are people that work for them are healthy. Yeah. I don't give a, we've been over this again. I don't give a shit about money when it comes to health. I never will. There's going to be deductions. I don't give a shit. If we can't have healthy citizens, then what the fuck are we doing as a country? If we can't do that, stop fucking sending people our military all over the world so we can fucking dominate the world, putting bases all over the place and put that money towards healthcare. I don't think Obamacare is good. I don't like it, but I wanted it to go further left. And they're all bitching now it's going to kill small business. Then how come you weren't pushing for the single payer thing? How come you weren't going to the left of Obama? This is fucking Bob Dole.
They were hoping it would go away.
Well, it's not, motherfuckers. Yeah, the black man won again. But we move on.
The black man won again.
Once you go black,
you're going to go into a depression. All right.
I don't know any white chicks that are depressed over fucking a black man. I know a couple fat chicks that look like they're a fucking depression.
Only when they found the black guy with the small dick.
Can you imagine you disappointing your dad and then it's that, a small dick?
Yeah,
what is the point?
You disappointed your dad is a small dick.
I ask you not call me father anymore.
Because there's no white dad wants their white daughter bringing home the black guy. But if you if you're the daughter, you just got to be going, really? I could have had this in a fucking white guy with credit.
That would kind of be the deal breaker in acceptance, yeah.
All I'm telling you is, brothers, if you're going to fuck a white chick, and by all means do, just not my wife or daughter, but if you're going, no, I do care. I would not disown my daughter. I'd be cool with it and everything.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I would be cool.
Just a liberal.
No, I'm not listening. You know what? If it's a fucking athlete, she's going to do well the rest of her life.
That's funny.
There you go.
I don't need no broke-ass black guy, but I don't need any broke-ass white guy either. I don't need white trash pulling his house up to my front yard.
The rep asked if he could sleep on the couch.
No. I think basically what I'm saying is, when my daughter's old enough to be in that situation, have a fucking income, whatever color you are. But as a white woman, and I think I can speak for this, as a white woman, I would think the whole part of the allure of dating the black man. Is it true? Is it an anaconda down there? And then you find out it's every other white guy you've had. Yeah.
I don't care how liberal or open-minded you are. Every time you see a white woman with a black guy, you're like, she must like a big cock.
Yeah. I don't think that. You know what I think? I think, wow, there's probably a lot of pissed off sisters because that's a good looking black guy and that is an ugly fat white bitch. There's a lot of fine sisters going, really? Really, motherfucker?
Yeah,
I think that a lot, because you'll often see a good looking black man with a horrendous looking white chick. Yeah. Bad teeth, 350 pounds and shit.
350.
Hey,
shouting at the Piggly Wiggly, got all fucking grease on her face. And you see like a skinny black man, maybe ripped or something. Really? I don't get this at all.
Yeah, really.
I mean, I know they like a bigger woman, but everybody should have limits.
Yes.
I do really wonder when I see like what looks like physically mismatched people like that. Mm. Like, how did you guys get together?
Yeah, really.
You know, like,
me and Joe? Well, it's a funny story. Yeah.
Pip was there, saw the whole thing.
Funny you should ask.
I'm still traumatized.
Me carrying an alligator.
Yes.
I've been magic ever since. I'm still traumatized.
Black magic.
It was black magic. This would be going much better. I'd have a minority on this fucking show.
Pick up the urban listeners.
I'd love to. If they pick up their pants, I'll pick up the listenership.
There you go.
Oh, yes, please.
That old gag. Huddle, huddle. All right, let's move on. Minimum wage laws will hurt old people. This is from by Marcus M. Marks, The New York Times, March 25th, 1913. This is, should worthy laborers be sacrificed to establish it? All right. Minimum wage laws will hurt old people. The first ill effect of raising the minimum wage to be the standard of the average wage would be to cause the weak, slow, the aged, and especially unskilled young women and girls to fall by the wayside. These classes of workers are always a drain upon the employer. For the overhead charges of a factory are just as great whether the place be occupied by good, quick workers or poor, slow ones. I work with them all the time. Therefore, a smaller output of the latter causes a loss by raising the percentage of these overhead charges. An advance in wages adds to this loss and forces the employer to discharge the sub-average, giving preference to the strong workers who already earn minimum wage. All right, what fucking company's going, you suck, let me bring you on? Really?
Boss, I'm telling you, if we fill the company with assholes, we'll make money.
I mean, this is the most ludicrous thing I've...
You're too weak, you're too slow, you're too old. Out!
No, it's more like, you're too weak, you're too slow, you're too old, you're too retired, you're hired. That's basically...
Better I deserve to be... How could you...
That's so ridiculous. I can't believe that people were thinking this. Oh, this is going to be...
The outcome, those people are called unemployed.
Yeah, that's right.
Or Walmart greeters.
They're called Walmart greeters.
Yeah. I mean, really. Yeah, I mean, if you're that unskilled, or it's not age. The only thing against age is they're going to retire sooner. Or drop dead on the job. Seatbelt laws shouldn't be legislated. Car makers oppose the law on seatbelts. The New York Times, August 8th, 1957. The auto industry's big three told Congress today that the public should be educated to use auto safety seatbelts and not forced into it by legislation. All right, you know, here's the thing. Traditionally, I agree with that.
I do too.
Traditionally, but I understand the argument, and it's the same argument with healthcare. It's the same exact argument.
Yes.
They legislate it because if not, we're going to have to clean up the fucking splat on the highway and think about how pissed off Joe will be in traffic then. There'll be a lot more people dying. So I get why they legislate it. I think it's an infringement on my personal freedom.
I do too.
I think it should be legislated for children, for minors,
and
everything. But I get why they, I think, and I hate this, I think it's better for the good of our tax dollar if they make us wear a seatbelt because it is proven to save lives.
I mean, I do understand that there, I mean, and I know some cops, one of them explained to me that, a seminar that they went to, that I was sitting in the car with them actually, and I had the seatbelts because I'm short. Seatbelts tend to cut really high on my neck.
They just don't like you.
And they try to strangle me. I mean, like, I'm sick of getting, like, a rope burn on my neck and, like, practically a mastectomy when I'm trying to turn around and see, you know, if there's a car coming up in the oncoming
lane. Every
time
you talk about breasts, it's very unsexy.
Sorry. When I'm rubbing my nipples when I'm driving. And
better?
Then
go on!
And the seatbelt gets in the way of my maximum enjoyment. It really bothers me. But
would be way better if you would have gone
in the
that.
Way of your teats.
The sow is chafed.
I'm a chafed.
Smells like ham in here.
Yes, but they're physically uncomfortable because they're not made for short people like me. But the thing is that I was, I can't show it visually, but I was wrapping my arm around the I put my arm over the seatbelt and to try to get it away from my neck in the car with somebody who is a police officer. And he said, please don't do that. We just saw a seminar and they showed what happens to a body if they're in a car crash and you do that. There's the way the seatbelt is engineered, that'll actually rip your arm off and it won't take that much of a car crash to happen. So, having heard that, I thought about it. You know, I had a friend who always used to say, if I get in a really bad car crash, I don't want to be maimed. I want to be killed, which I think is a little nuts. But I don't like that somebody's legislating what I should and shouldn't do in my own car. But then again, I thought back to it, like, driving isn't a right. It's a privilege. And so if there's.
But I earned that privilege.
Yeah.
I passed the test a long time
ago. You know, and so did I. But the thing is, I don't.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I've passed on the first go.
I'll give you $5 million to your favorite charity if you can prove to us that you passed that test.
You couldn't tell by the way I drive now, but I did pass
but
the
test. But here's what I don't understand about the car maker's argument.
Okay.
If you do have an educated customer base,
yes,
they're going to demand seatbelts anyway. So you're going to have to put them in the car anyway. So why pick that battle?
I'll tell you exactly why. Because back in the 50s, they didn't need seatbelts. They had a nice steel dashboard to break your floor.
Fucking sitting on that one, wasn't it?
He was waiting.
But I'll tell you something. When the seatbelt laws came out, you know, I thought they were horse shit. You know, fuck you, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm alive because of the seatbelt laws.
I'm flip-flopping now.
What?
Oh, now he's going back to he doesn't want us to wear them.
The first part was a joke, okay?
Yes, yes.
The second part, basically on that end, is one day I was on the way to work, and I ran a yellow light. A school bus pulled in front of me. I swerved around, and I hit the back of the school bus.
Oh,
now,
God.
When I hit, I flew up against the windshield, and the belt pulled me back just a second later.
Oh, my God.
So if I wasn't wearing a seatbelt, I would have flew right out that front, my front windshield, and right into the bus. So it does have its purpose, and it's kind of good that it's legislated. But the difference between that and Obamacare is a seatbelt is a simple thing. You get in the car, you put it on, okay? You know that this belt is going to hold you in. With this new thing, they haven't put enough thought into it. And could it work? Maybe it won't work.
Well, by your argument, you got to give it a shot. It could work.
I think they're going about it. Well, really quick, I don't think they're going about it the right way. You need to do something about healthcare, but I don't think Obamacare.
And I don't want to do this again.
Here's
the problem with it. The Republicans at the time when they pushed this through just wanted to kick the can down. They just let's not tackle it now.
Yeah,
it's not like at the time they were coming to the table with. To really engage in a proactive way and hammer this out and reform it. They're like, we can worry about this later. Now, you can argue about maybe Obama should have waited for it. You know, that argument, he certainly spent all his political capital on that.
Yes.
But neither here nor there. If Obama did not do this, we still wouldn't have reform now, and your costs would still be going up. Would they go up more? Would they go less? That's for smarter people than me to debate. But I will give Obama that, and we'll find out if it's good or not. Time will tell.
Yeah.
He did something, and he's the first one, first politician we've had who was willing to do something. So and could it be better? I think so. I'd like it further left. I've said that.
Yeah.
And a lot of progressives feel the same way.
Yeah.
But I give the man credit. He tried. If it's going to suck, we're going
to
find out.
I would just like the government to have less of a hand in it because of the way they run things. I mean, just take the post office, for example. UPS made a profit. Federal Express made a profit. The post office down billions.
Yeah.
I say you need to – hold on. You need to do something.
Well, all right. But, if you want the post office to make money, it's going to cost you $4 to mail a letter.
But still, I think if it's more in a private run privately but regulated, get lean on the Food and Drug Administration, get more tort reform where doctors don't have to pay that high of malpractice insurance. Steps like that.
Here's where the insurance is why it's going to be expensive. Because for the first time ever, they're going to make them cover pre-existing conditions.
Yes.
And you can't kick people off. Healthy people aren't the problem. But I think most in a civilized society think, you know what, if somebody's sick, they really need the healthcare. So yeah, it's gonna cost the healthy, it's gonna cost us, the healthy, more.
Yeah.
That's fucking society.
This whole thing is a very pick and choose thing. Sometimes, you know, you say, well, you're either with it or not. It's a very pick and choosy thing. Like I said, I believe, you know, I just said what I believe. Now, however, pre-existing condition, I can't sit here as a human being and knowing people that have that, I go, that's ridiculous. You're on your own. No, a lot of people are now that's something.
And before Obama, it wasn't there. And the Republicans, what they came later on, go, well, we'll include pre-existing condition. But you can't, it's going to cost you money. Yeah. You can't just say have pre-existing conditions covered and not think it's going
to
cost more.
Like I said, it's a pick and choose. Now, if you turned around and said to me, well, would you rather spend more money because we have people, you know, we can have that pre-existing condition go? Absolutely.
But see, that's rational.
But are the other things where
there are plenty on your side, unfortunately, that are selfish. Like, fuck it. Let them do it themselves. Our pal. I mean, we know him on a couple levels, but that's one of the areas where I've called him selfish.
Yeah.
It is selfish. You know, well, fuck him. You know, I made it. You know what? Some of us are lucky. Some of us, we get a good break, we're in the right industry, right place, right time, we can pay for things. Some of us, unfortunately, have kids that are born with defects and we're not billionaires or millionaires and everything. And I don't want to say to that family, you're on your own. And you know what? If it costs me out of my taxes more money a year, that's fine. I'm going to be okay. I'm cool with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been blessed with a perfectly healthy daughter.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's very brave. Wow, this is really ending serious. I think it's really brave when you know your kid is going to have health challenges beforehand, and you still have that kid.
Yeah.
I think that's a very – I don't know how I would be in that situation. I really don't.
I don't either.
I don't – because I'll be completely – a very selfish part of me, which is most of me, you know, I don't want to be tied down because if you have a kid with some significant mental or physical challenges, there's no free – there's no moving out at 18 or anything.
Yeah.
So you know what? If it costs me a little bit more money, it costs us as a society a little bit more money to make it easier for those people – I'm cool. It's just fucking money to me.
I think that there's a lot of there are going to be a lot of bugs to work out, and
yes.
And they should be able to be worked out concurrently with things like tort reform because I think it's ridiculous.
And that's I want you to hear this because basically this is where you have.
No, I'm walking away.
No, yeah. I'm not against the total Obamacare, but I'm saying yeah, it has to be not the Obamacare way, but. More, it has to be reformed and more aligned with what she's saying. You know,
I think everything should be on the table. But
yeah.
the statistics show that tort reform isn't going to cut that much of a dent in it. But yeah, I think they should do something with that. Absolutely,
I don't. I think it would be because basically, if you talk to doctors, there are a lot of doctors that are not practicing because they can't simply afford the malpractice insurance.
And they just can't afford.
I don't buy that. You know, let's talk about our pal for a second. He says, you know, with this Obamacare, I'm going to have to let people go. Remember, he talked about this, you know, he has assistants and everything.
Yeah.
That's really nice for him to say. The way I know our pal, the way we do, you're not going to let him go. Well, you're not going to mow your own lawn.
But I don't want to talk about him in that context. Let's talk about a doctor.
Yeah.
Go to any doctor and, you know, and speak to them about what they're paying for, you know, for their malpractice. Now, it is weird. And like I said, I'm not thilled about Obamacare. I want it reformed, but I don't think Obamacare is the thing. I went to my doctor.
Yeah.
The nurse is having a problem with the doctor because she can't get health care through them. It's a fucking doctor's office.
It's a nightmare.
It does have to be addressed, but it can't.
Well, listen, the problem with Obamacare, and let's do drunks and news and get the fuck out of
here. The way we second the things.
I know.
Here's the whole problem with the fucking process, and you touched on it before. What we need is a Democratic and Republican party working to compromise and solve problems. Unfortunately, what we had in 2010, when Obamacare got passed all by the Democrats, the Republicans didn't want to play ball. If they would have in good faith, instead of just lying and said we tried, they didn't fucking try. If you would have in good faith been there and we'd probably have something a lot better.
Now, I'm going to interrupt because basically moving on from now for the next 4 years, it's got to be Obama's president. You know, fine, it's America.
It's not. Let's take it back.
They got to cut the pissing contest.
Of course they do. They should have done it the first 4 years.
They are Yes. They are destroying the country because they're having this fucking pissing contest.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I think that most people on both sides, that's what they're saying. Like, you have to stop.
I don't care if you're liberals and I mean, God, we do it right here, but we could all agree that they gotta cut the pissing contest.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. We agree because we're rational human beings and we want the best for the country. You got to remember, a lot of the Republican Congress, a lot of that, they were Tea Parties. Because if you were moderate, you got primaried by the Tea Party.
Yeah.
And in a primary, it's the most extremes that come out. That Congress that was put in there, they weren't put in there to compromise.
No.
They were putting in there by what they were elected to do, to roadblock things. They're doing exactly what they were put to do.
They were elected to cockblock.
And that's what they've done.
And that's what they did.
And, you know, and listen, we've lost, I want moderate Republicans. I think moderate Republicans are good for the country.
I want moderate Republicans too, and that's what's been the big look, I'm Republican.
Yeah.
I'm right wing, but a lot of the problem with the Republican Party, what pretty much killed Romney is this whole abortion thing, all this religious stuff.
Yeah.
That's what killed his business ideas were pretty solid, but there were a lot of ideas.
Well, that's debatable too, but another time.
But still, there were a lot of ideas.
But all the wingnut ideas that were thrown out.
There was a lot of wingnut stuff in there that I'm like,
that's the problem. Problem with the Republican Party for the longest time. And both parties do it. They play to their extremes.
The Republican Party more than the Democratic Party. And
that is
the biggest problem with my party.
Now, if we have a Republican president, I guess it's possible that the left would swing to the far left. I can't really remember because Clinton was pretty moderate too.
Yeah, he was.
You know, and that's why
Clinton got more done because he was moderate.
Yeah,
but at the time, if you recall, the Republicans did everything they did could do to destroy him. You know, now they look back fondly on the man.
I know. Yeah, right. So, and then basically, when Bush 1 and 2 got in, the liberals did everything they can to derail him.
I don't think that happened with one.
Not much with one.
And I think with two. He had everybody on board until Iraq.
Yeah.
You know, he had everybody was willing to work, especially after 9/11. But then Iraq, and even with Iraq, the left jumped on board with that too, which I didn't like. I was actually one of the few with Obama. He said, no, why are we going there?
Because they jumped on with him because the information we thought we had was accurate. Once we found out that not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't need stupid landing on an aircraft carrier either. Going to
he accomplish. He even admitted that was a big mistake.
Oh, well, how big of him?
But the thing is, well, I read his book, damn it. When he did that, he didn't set that up. His people set that up.
He's the president. He can say no.
You're on a schedule and you're on an aircraft carrier. You land on the aircraft. You jump out of the damn plane.
There's a big banner.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, ladies and gentlemen. You know, so he even admitted it was a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, he couldn't exactly at that point turn around and point at it and go, well, not exactly.
All right. All right.
Speaking of mistakes, plenty of times when you're drunk, you make plenty of them.
Oh, boy.
Let's get a little drunks in the news.
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here. Do some plugs. Get out of here.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
All right, this week's Benjamin Franklin drinking term is one I'm actually quite fond of. I like this one. I could actually see this one being used today.
Oh.
Cherry Mary. He's Cherry Mary. It's
classic. I like it.
It's much better than shit face.
That's a happy drunk.
Yes,
I like that.
Yes,
that is the statement of a happy drunk.
That's happy drunk,
and Mary just classes it up a little.
Mary.
He's Cherry Mary.
I'm Cherry Mary.
Yeah,
Mary.
I like that one.
I would bring that back.
I would too.
That would be a great song.
Matter of fact, I got to put that in the old repertoire.
That'd be a great song.
Cherry Mary.
Cherry Mary.
Cherry Mary. I like that.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? I think you drink and get a little Cherry Mary and have it yourself an old fashioned. You know, I think it's a hell of an evening.
It's sort of like you have the little rosy cheeks and you're happy. Does, you know, it does. I'm looking forward to getting Cherry Mary.
That's one of my favorite Ben Franklin drinks.
I think that is my favorite. My favorite one.
All right. So, this week's drunk comes to us from Australia. Sometimes when you're drinking, you make bad decisions.
No.
Sometimes you see a crocodile named Fatso. You climb on board. You take that croc for a ride. Apparently Fatso didn't realize it was drinking and part of a party, so to speak.
Somebody was Cherry Mary.
Yeah, he was.
Yes.
The croc was not Cherry Mary.
No.
The croc
not
was pissed
Mary
off.
The croc was a crocodile.
Bit the son of a bitch.
Oh, no.
The guy survived.
He did.
My initial response, damn it.
Yes, yes.
It's a much better story if he dies.
Oh, that would have been one of those Darwin awards.
Yes, yes. Yep. Darwin. Now, have you ever been so drunk where you thought riding a croc would be a good idea?
No.
Are we speaking euphemistically?
The guy's name was Michael Newman, so you know the crocodile was just sitting there going, hello, Newman.
Newman. Nice. Nice. I like it. A crocodile? Like a real crocodile? No.
Teeth, claws, and tail, crocodile.
Future purse, crocodile.
Yeah.
A saltwater crocodile, which from what they're saying is one of the nastiest ones you can
Well, if you climb on his back and go giddy up, he's just fucking sitting there sunning himself. He didn't ask for this shit.
He's like,
it's
what?
Bad enough he's in a fucking zoo behind a metal. He's got some asshole going, I bet you want to go for a ride? Look at you. Stick your finger in it. Then he climbs on him.
Just know he's a crocodile. He's like, really? Really? Really?
Joe's flapping his arms like it's a crocodile's mouth.
It's like, hey, crocodile, pull my finger.
Really?
No, I didn't say bite my finger.
The crocodile's thinking, you know what? I like rum-flavored human.
Cherry Mary human.
Have you ever been drunk in a zoo?
No.
No.
You had to think a little while on that one, Joe.
Yeah, well, you never know.
All right, so.
No, that's.
Well, I think the worst thing I've ever ridden while being drunk.
Yeah.
Is probably a fat chick at college. But I guess.
Who hasn't done that?
Joe's raising his
hand.
I mean, has anybody. What's the worst thing you've ever ridden, Pip Helix?
A fat chick. No, no, no.
That's what we're looking for. There you go. Raise the game.
What's the worst thing I've ever ridden while drunk? I ridden.
Ever climb like an automatic, like a mechanical bull or?
No, I've gone on swing sets and stuff, but never like anything like.
I think
Pip's all fucked up on the jungle gym again.
I think riding through a trail at night on a dirt bike.
That's pretty stupid.
Yeah, I drove my Volkswagen. That was stupid. That was very stupid. But no, I can't think of it. Ridden anything?
This guy's dumber than us.
Yeah, well.
Dumber than this.
That's not saying a lot.
The pub manager said the man reappeared at about 11 p.m. with bits of bark hanging off him and flesh gouged out of his limbs. Wouldn't you go to a hospital? Wouldn't you go? I'm going back to the pub. Really?
Go back to the
bar. Go to the hospital first.
He's still feeling Cherry Mary.
Yeah.
I guess. Jesus Christ. Bleeding Cherry Mary all over the freaking bar floor.
I know, but let me ask you.
It's a great war story, though.
It wasn't even feeling it, though.
Probably not.
You know?
I bet Fatso the croc probably felt a little drunk after biting into him.
You want to know something? Yeah, for him to go, hey, enough of that shit.
back to the bar. I mean, how toasted can you be?
Really, you got bitten by a crocodile.
But that's why this bit is
last
so good.
Call.
You don't even notice.
Every week you think you've heard the stupidest motherfucker in the world.
No.
Every week we find more.
It's amazing. Yes. And they don't learn from these people.
Well, they don't have a show.
I know. Well, we need all the
I'm here to educate everybody.
We need all the Cherry Marys out there to listen to this show so that they won't provide us with material.
All right. Let's do some plugs and get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
It was a fun show, but a long show.
Yes.
I'd like to thank Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. And, of course, school's back in session. And now, you know, we got the Christmas season, so school's going to be closed. They have camps during the off-season when school's closed. So you can send your kid to karate camp for
That's
the day.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
That's so, good. You know,
good place to send the kids so they don't ride a croc.
Yeah.
Yeah, take that, bullies.
So give them a call. Learn more at 845-469-1716 or check them out at smacenters.com. Also like to thank JamesThomasWebDesign.com.
You know.
Every platform, every browser, every type of social media, they have a cover. The cool thing about James is like my wife is finding this out with her iPad, which is an Apple product.
Yes.
She can't look on a lot of websites because a lot of websites have Flash.
Oh.
So when James was designing my sites, he advised me not to use Flash and everything. It's very popular. It's an Adobe thing.
He knows his shit.
He does know his shit. That's what I'm saying. So the good thing about our website is you can look it on Apple or PC or whatever, or your cell phone, and it still looks the same. So he's very smart with that, very hip.
He's smart. It could still look nice and keep it simple, stupid.
That's right.
Right. If you want your website to make an impression and you want the best technical support, James Thomas Web Design is the company for you.
Damn straight.
Check them out at... Wish there was a croc here. I'm staring at Fatso, but no croc. Stupid. Check them out at JamesThomasWebDesign.com and tell them Davin's Den sent you for a special discount. Size Putting Productions. Listen, guys, there's still time for that office party. Hire a DJ, a comedian, a Santa Claus. Have a murder mystery for that office party. Make a great guy. Give us a call at 551-404-3094 or email us at SidesplittingProductions.com. Pip, who are we thanking?
Well, live on Tuesdays, you can hear us on Wicked, WKAD Radio, and Clutch and Wiggle. And Levyland and CyanetRadio.com.
CyanetNet. Now, Levyland, CyanetNet. Levyland is a channel on StickCam, so you got to go to StickCam.com and search for Levyland.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that.
That's why I'm here.
Okay. And then you can download us. We're available everywhere. We're on Stitcher.com, iTunes, DavinComedy.com, Wicked, More Like Radio. We have an Android app. CyanetNet uses TuneIn Radio. And when we're at the compound, you can download the shows that we have there on ustream.tv/channel/live from the compound.
Well, we also have smokinghits.com.
Oh,
our European affiliate.
Ah, very
yes,
nice.
We are broadcast over the pond.
Yes,
now.
And I believe Hate Speech and Naughty Bits are joining us there too. I'm just fucking spreading. Right. We got like 7 affiliates. Count how many you mentioned. I just want to make sure we got them. Well, a lot of them are on replays. A couple of them are on replays. So there's all, you go to our website, you'll also see the replays. We don't always mention the replays. There's more like radio.com.
Yeah.
And hawkradio.net. You can always see the replays. The ones we usually mention during the show are the live ones.
The live ones and where you can download us.
Yeah. All right, Joe.
All right. We'd like to thank the Mick and Tommy Show. Mick Thomas and Tommy Dunseith.
They've changed the name.
Yes, they did.
Mick and Tommy Show.
Mick and Tommy Show. You can find them powered by Feed.
I wonder if they're work spouses.
yeah, I think they are.
Joe had a little mischievous look when he looked up.
Yes, he did.
No, they're great guys, and they really have a great podcast. So check them out on FeedBurner. You could also find them on their Facebook pages.
We're on FeedBurner, too.
Yes, Mick Thomas and Tommy Dunseith. Also, check out Hate Speech Radio, which is on LevyLand.com, RobLevyLand.com. And also check out Naughty Bits with Heather as well. The Hooter and Greenway Show. The Hooter and Greenway Show started 16 years ago when two teenage boys met in high school. Join them every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on morelikeradio.com as they bring you the worst in society and the best in entertainment. The Carrie Edelman Show. She delves, interviews, and explores into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers, and the entertainment industry today. Check out her live show Tuesday evenings at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, rather. Or to listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Carrie Edelman. The Some Guy Show. Yes, The Some Guy Show. Join Jay Such and Joe Kearney for The Some Guy Show as they target pop culture and topics of the day. Check them out on hotlatalk.com. The Rain Man and Guy Blow Show. Listen to The Rain Man and Guy Blow Show on therainmanguyblow.com. The Crystal Palace of comedy with news, interviews, and original content. Tune in live every Thursday, 9 p.m. and subscribe to the podcast once again at rainmanguyblow.com.
And also
the Watson & Watson Show.
You might want to write this down one week, stupid.
Well, you know you got me. You do such a great job. The Watson & Watson Show. Dab and take it away. Let him know.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for kicking it back to me, you asshole. Fucking a month. I think the son of a bitch would write shit down. I'm working with sows and assholes. Teats and assholes. The Watson and Watson Show. Listen, as a mother and son battle it out for hilarity ensues. They got a cast of thousands on that show. You can hear them on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Levyland channel on StickCam.
Very nice.
One of yes, I think they're also on Wicked too. John, you could also go to the Watson and Watson website and watch them there too. So yeah, they got the whole visual thing going. Just hanging out with the Jeanne last night.
Oh,
so that was good. Joe, since you did such a tremendous job, where are you going to be? What you got?
All right, we got Rotgut. Yes, Rotgut is getting together. It's going to be on December 23rd. That's a Sunday night. Night before Christmas Eve, obviously, but we're going to be at 89 North in Patchogue. It's going to be 89 North Ocean Avenue in Patchogue. Going to be a great show. It's going to be a 2U Almost Journey, and then us, Rotgut, will be there. Also, I'll be at Governor's Comedy Club on December 29th and 30th. It's Friday and Saturday, so come on down and check that out. Governor's Levittown. Check it out at governors.com.
All right. New Year's Eve. I'll be at the Seven Angels Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut. Two shows. For tickets, call 203-757-4676. I think I fucked myself in negotiations, by the way. I hate when they ask, what do you want?
Oh, no.
Is that the second year you're doing it? You did it 2 years ago, right?
No, it was several years ago I did New Year's Eve.
I was that gig. It was a good gig. That's a nice place.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. That's all, gigs, now that I don't give a shit, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, gigs are coming.
Just rolling right in.
Yeah, gigs exactly. But I think I fucked myself on the money. But that's not your problem. It's supposedly a very good show.
Oh, yes.
So you
guys worry about it when you get to see
Seven Angels.
Don't
worry about you.
But maybe you want to buy some merch so I feel better.
Some merch. It's going to be a great show, great theater. Go see him.
Yeah, 203-757-4676. Or look him up on the web. Also, January 1st through January 8th, I will be at Joker's Wild Comedy Club at the Atlantis in the Bahamas. I don't really expect you people to drive to that gig.
Maybe a long trip.
But if you happen to be on vacation, come out, say hello, have some fucking drinks by the pool. We'll have a good time.
Pet the dolphins, then pet Dabin.
You're an asshole. on that note. Thank you guys for all listening. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, grab a teat.
Pet a dolphin.
Get off my teeth!
Get off my teeth! Ride Fatso or the croc. either way, keep on listening. Hey guys, have yourself a merry and a happy. Well, happy Hanukkah right now. Yeah. Have yourself a merry Christmas
and a happy New Year.
Yeah, well, we got some stuff.
Okay. But you can have one anyway.
Sure, why not? Knock yourselves out.
There you go. Good night. Thank you.
Later.
Good night.
Bye.